about.
You gotta put it in perspective.
Hey, it's Tiger. I need you to do me a huge favor.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
Want to do something special for your woman this Christmas? Schedule her pap smear. Pap smears save lives. Give her the gift that even Santa can't deliver.
What are you going to do when Santa comes by?
I'm going to say, what's up?
Sarah, do you know him?
Oh, yeah. Well, Dr. Lynch is my abortion doctor.
You've had an abortion?
Well, I've had abortions. Abortion.
Sarah, how many have you had?
Three. Three? Well, the first time I was a kid. And then the second time was just not a good time for me. A lot going on. And then the third time I was just like, what?
Ho, ho, ho. Come, sit on Santa's lap.
Hey, Lisa.
And now.
Yeah, it's another Manic Monday. Anyway, I'm Rodney, and here's this, a band.
Our feature presentation.
Hey, guys.
Hi. How's it going, Kevin?
Yeah. What's going on?
Oh, just starting the show.
What's happening?
That's all.
What? Oh, we're on?
Uh-huh. We're on. We're just...
This is too early for me.
It's the show's on at an inconvenient time for Kevin.
I'd like it to start, you know, 5 minutes later.
Me too, actually.
Oh, what's the downside of that?
So helpful.
Okay.
Almost every morning.
What if you left 5 minutes earlier than you leave now?
I don't even understand what you're saying to me.
Kevin walked in the room after and now.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's when the door opened.
Well.
But he walked in the room, and I say, yay!
Exactly.
Like the Special Olympics,
exactly.
You have to applaud what you get.
Good for you, Kevin.
You ran a 10-minute mile, but you ran the mile. That's the important thing. Exactly. We're going to take your phone calls. A couple of lines open for Kevin Bean's What It Do Nephew. You can call on any topic at 1-800-520-1067. I've been looking forward all weekend to playing this tape. I told Kevin about it on Friday. A guy base jumps in Norway. And his parachute doesn't open. And my guess is, they don't say this in the story, but my guess is this is one of those deals, not for professionals, but this is for people who want to try it. You know, just the people, you know, just like you can sign up to be a bungee jumper for a day, you know?
Right.
And they give you the opportunity to videotape your experience. So when you see the video of it, you actually see him hitting the mountain and bouncing down the mountain.
Good times.
Now, does he die?
He doesn't die. Okay. He only breaks a leg. But here's a little bit of that story. Again, base jumping in Norway.
2, 1.
Woohoo!
In Norway, Hans Langer is about to start the most dramatic jump he's ever done. Flying down the mountainside in an especially designed suit, this is the new craze among base jumpers. But it's a dangerous sport. Langer's flight goes smoothly enough, that is, until he realizes his parachute won't open properly.
Wait, what goes through your mind at that point?
goodbye?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Dead.
That seems bad.
Dead and dead.
Langer's hurled down the mountainside until he finally lands in a tree.
I love that he's mic'd the whole way.
Oh, my
just,
God.
That's like a cartoon fall.
It is.
It's only funny because we know he didn't die.
No, that would have been funny either way.
Which is amazing he didn't die.
And I guess we'd do the same thing. We'd be yelling just as much, I would imagine, right?
Worse.
Yeah.
An air ambulance comes to his rescue. His only injury, a broken leg.
So he survived it. But
how lucky is that guy?
Unbelievable.
Yeah, I'm sure there are a lot of people who have had problems base jumping where it didn't work out so well.
Sure.
Here's just the guy.
What happened?
And his mom standing by.
Time for a remix.
What happened?
All right.
Man.
That's the way to start a show right there.
That's what I thought.
Let's get started with your phone calls now. 1-800-520-1067.
We're sorry. You must first dial 0 or 1.
What it do,
what it do? What it do, nephew?
nephew.
So what do you do?
What do you do, nephew?
All right, Mondays are always exciting because we unveil the new prize for the week, and I think you'll be very pleased with a 4-pack of passes to go to the advanced screening of Avatar, only the most anticipated movie of 2009.
Yeah.
You'll get to see it on December the 17th at the Bridge Cinema Deluxe. It's in theaters the following day. That's your prize for Kevin and Bean's What Did You Nephew.
When you say most anticipated, that's not counting Ninja Assassin. Right?
Obviously. I mean, that goes without saying. Sure.
Okay, all right.
The one we never heard of until the day it opened. That one, Ninja Assassin.
Yeah. let's go to Ray. Hey, Ray.
What a do, nephew.
What a do.
What a do, Callie.
What a do.
Yeah, I just want to know, are we going to get a taste of Rocktober in December?
Oh, yeah. This weekend, you mean, huh?
Yeah, I want to know if Melfon's going to be playing first night or second night. Come on.
We can't...
surprise guest.
Yeah, I mean, we can't really put that word out.
I'm also going to say that it would be a disgrace to Melfon to play a venue that small.
Yeah, with those bands. That's true. That is
Unless
true.
Unless you got a bunch of midgets, and I guess we'd be rocking out with a bunch of little people. Then it'll be a bigger venue.
I didn't.
Let's
put that in the file.
In the file.
I'm sorry. We're gonna call you back and give you the opportunity to take that one back sometime.
Okay, hold on. We got to get your phone number so we can call you back when we do. Would you like to take that back? Start doing it with listeners now. How about that?
Well, they have the same standards that we do. You got to think before you say it.
Raquel, hi.
Hey guys.
Hi.
Okay, so to get to your guys' Miss Double December competition last Friday, I had to take an ad from Craigslist the night beforehand at 11:30 at night, and I had to leave at like 4:00 in the morning on a bus to get to your guys' venue from his place. And while there, he got creepy, and I was freezing my ass off.
Okay, wait. I'm sorry. Back up. Who was it that you had to go with the night before?
I took off of a guy who offered me a ride off of Craigslist.
A Craigslist?
Yep.
How much did you want to go to see boobs?
I wanted to see you guys.
That's right.
And I wanted to wear the outfit for you guys that day.
Wow. So you put an ad in Craigslist saying, I need a ride?
Mm-hmm.
And wait a minute. And you're telling us that guy was creepy?
Mm-hmm.
Not on Craigslist at 11:30 at night.
Craigslist people are always background checked. They're always on the up and up.
Sure.
Wow. Well, I don't know what to say. Thank you.
Did you end up making it? You made it to the event, though, right?
Yeah, and I shook your guys' hand. It was the most amazing time because you guys were so nice in giving me a picture and everything. It was awesome.
Well, we're great guys. We're great guys. Don't get me wrong, but
we are the best.
Let me tell you something about Raquel that Psycho Mike and I were talking about earlier, and maybe you got this sense that we did. We've done thousands of shows in front of a live audience, and I don't know that we've ever had a more hostile crowd that would have turned on us on a dime.
Yeah.
Those people, I mean, seriously, you say one thing they don't like, those people were ready to kill us and eat us.
Yeah, I don't understand that, but I think it's the opening band syndrome. I think everyone was there to see the headliner.
Right.
Which are the girls.
Busty Broads. Right.
And then, like, other bands come out, and that's us.
Right.
And,
right.
Woo, we're trying to do our thing. Hey, woo, and they could care less.
I would agree with that theory, except for the fact that they were really, really mean to the headlining band. You know what I'm saying?
Well, like, most of the girls? Certainly the talent to...
Right. That's
sometimes
what I'm saying.
It did not go well.
They were hostile to everybody involved.
Yeah, you're right.
If you didn't keep their attention for like 10 seconds, you know?
We were just angry.
Yeah, it was an angry group, but angry plus alcohol equals good.
Yeah.
That's the way we
see
it.
And the girl, I mean, the girls were great. There's no question. The girls were, you know, the draw, and they were the crowd pleaser. But you're right, Mike. They definitely were quick to even turn on them.
You know who they loved?
Like
the only person that they consistently loved?
The Callie. Little midget?
Callie.
Oh, Callie. They did love Callie.
Callie.
Yeah.
Well, Raquel, yes. Raquel, I feel like we owe you more. Because you risked your life with the Craigslist killer. So
it's okay. I love you guys, and I love you, Callie.
Thank you. I'm glad you're okay.
Thank you for calling.
Thanks for the call, and thanks for attending the event. Hey, let's cheer everybody up and get George on the line. He's on line number 4. Hey, George, welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. Hey, how was your weekend?
Good. It was awesome. What it do?
How
you guys doing?
We are good.
Oh, wow.
Asked and answered.
Not as good as you.
No, obviously not.
All right, what went on?
Well, this weekend I went over to my buddy's house, and he wasn't there, but his mom was. So she let me in, and she asked me if I wanted a drink. So I said, yeah, sure, let's have a drink. So we started drinking, and then she asked me, oh, have you ever been with an older woman? And I said, no. And she's like, would you like to? And I said, yeah. And then she's like, all right. So we ran around, locked all the doors, and, hey, went it down.
Is she hot?
Oh, she's hot. She's 44. She works out every day.
Wow.
She's awesome.
I have to be honest, just the 60 seconds of interaction I've had with George, I am shocked that he could close a woman of any age.
Well, he didn't close her. She just sounded like she would have taken anyone at that point.
She was me. She was me.
All right. All right.
Airtight seal.
Yes.
So you. So what, is your friend a girl or a guy?
He's a guy.
A guy. Yeah. Have you told him yet?
No.
Nice.
Are you going to tell him?
She told me, don't tell my kids. They'll probably kill me.
Can we call him? Can we call him and tell him?
Sure, go ahead.
Oh. You hold on. We're going to take your number, too.
Okay, thank
All right.
you.
So she says, don't tell my kids they'll kill me. We say, can we call and tell him? And he says, sure.
Go ahead.
So you think it's a one-time deal with your friend's mom, then? You're not trying to protect that so that you can hit it again?
Yeah, I'm not. But if it happens again, hey, I'm more than willing.
Listen, your friend's mom's a whore. First of all,
see, this is
so
shaky.
Second of all, it'll happen again anyway.
This is shaky because he talks about how hot she is and that she works out, yet he has no interest in hitting it again.
Yeah. What's
there's something going on here that I don't get.
She had an affair and she's divorced now, so I guess she's all game for, open to all that stuff. So.
All right, well, let's not talk our way out of this, Bean. He's going to give us a phone number. Let's call and inform the friend. It'll be like our little Christmas gift to him.
Okay, I'm sure he'll be delighted to hear from us. Thank you for the call.
All right, let's get started with today's show. We are going to talk about tattoo regrets today.
Oh, wow.
Mainly the kind that groups get. Families, couples, friends.
Yeah.
You get your little matching tattoos. Sometimes you have half, the other person has the other half. That doesn't go well ever, mm-mm. does it? I mean, that's just a recipe for success.
It's a bad idea.
I mean, not success, for failure.
There are even there are a lot of people who get the tattooed wedding rings, and then they're really stuck when the marriage breaks up.
Yeah. Kathy Griffin, good example.
For
of
example,
that.
Pam Anderson,
for mm-hmm. example. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll talk to Harvey Levin today from TMZ.com. About all
I haven't. I've had a little bit of trouble keeping up, but is the Tiger Mistress count up to six? Is that what I hear?
Is it?
Are we at six?
I don't know.
I don't know, but I
lost track this weekend.
I spent a lot of time this weekend thinking how dumb he is, and it really made me happy all weekend long because he's so dumb. But on top of that, he's dumb, and then there's dumb.
Yeah.
Oh, I love him.
In other words, he could have done a much better job of covering his tracks.
He could have done could have done a better job.
There were more phone and text messages from someone else, right?
I don't know. I haven't been keeping up either. I listen, you knew there would be. Mm. I mean, did you guys see the Saturday Night Live sketch? We might have to put a link up for that. That was, they kept going to him, and she was standing next to him, and then he would say the wrong thing, and then he would get back in the hospital, and it was pretty funny. We are going to recap Miss Double D for you.
Okay.
Plus, there's video up right now at the website, kevinandbean.com, if you'd like to watch it. It's
That's
fantastic
worth
recap.
Seeing,
yes.
Yeah.
Psycho Mike as Gene Simmons performing mm-hmm. as well mm-hmm. is up there. And we have tickets in the pit for the K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas 2009.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
In the pit.
Yeah.
In the pit. So that's coming up, by the way, in the 6 o'clock hour. We'll take a quick break and come back with Ralph Showbiz Beat next.
Down.
Hey. Yeah. A Hayden Key. I like it. 106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q, and it is 5:51.
You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show for a Monday. What is Cannabis Planet, and when can we move there? The answer to that question coming up in about 15 minutes or so here on the Kevin and Bean Show. First, how about a look at the Showbiz Beat with Ralph Garman?
How about it? How about a look? Let's look at it.
Let's look.
Let's see what is there as we look. Here, look. See?
You're holding paper.
There it is. Look at it.
Right.
Look.
Let's hear about it.
Oh!
Yes.
I'm sorry, my
yes.
bad. As you do every Monday morning, let's take a look at the top 10 movies at the box office. This Blindside. People cannot get enough of Sandra Bullock taking home a big black dude. Can't get enough of it.
It's a great movie.
Sandra Bullock in Blackzilla. That's what this movie should be called.
Really.
Oh, she rides this kid like a polo pony.
No.
She cannot get enough chocolate.
Yeah,
she is like a fat kid on Halloween.
That's not what it is.
Can't get enough chocolate. Give me the king size bar, please.
That's not what she asks for. That isn't it.
What?
It's really a lot about this dude that plays football and a little bit about her.
but she takes him home and bangs him, right?
No, no, no.
Then
no.
Why are people going in droves?
Here's some chocolate, Fatso.
Because it's good. It's an inspiring story.
Have you seen The Blind Side, Kevin?
Yeah.
Really?
I told you that last week when you were mocking me.
Yeah.
Kevin sees all the Sandra Bullock films. You know that, Ralph.
She scares me off just like you guys. But it was it's a true story. The dude still played in the NFL.
Not apparently, just like us guys. Because we were scared off and didn't go.
Not as much.
You were not scared off and went. So right. I would say it's the exact opposite, actually.
Yeah, that's probably true. Yeah,
yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, you're right.
$20.4 million made this weekend. Another $20 million. Insane.
I heard it's the highest grossing sports drama movie of all time now.
Wow, really?
There have been sports comedy movies that have done better box office, but sports drama movies is number one.
We're just creating new categories now so it can have a record.
So the Sandra Bullock movie outgrossed Hoosiers, you're telling me?
Yes, that's correct.
Yeah. I got to go. I got to get an island.
Go where?
I don't know. But
just away?
Everybody's getting islands. I got to get one. The Twilight Saga New Moon was number two at the box office, $15.7 million. Brothers was number three. A Christmas Carol came in four, then Old Dogs, a tie between 2012 and Armored for sixth and seventh place. Ninja Assassin, Planet 51, and Everybody's Fine, the new Robert De Niro movie, rounding out the top ten at the box office this weekend. Sad news. The daughter of Billy Joel and Christie Brinkley, Alexa Joel, tried to commit suicide this weekend.
No. Apparently, happened?
She wound up in St. Vincent's Medical Center in Manhattan. New York Daily News says she took up to eight sleeping pills. Well, that's not really a very strong attempt. In what may have been a suicide attempt. Come on. If you're going to do it. Eight pills. Come on.
You're disappointed.
Was that all that was left in the bottle?
You're disappointed?
Well, I was going to say, if you're going to try, try. Whatever thou doest, do it what thou might.
Is this Alexa? Is that her name?
That's what I said, Alexa Joel, yeah.
That's right in here.
She apparently recognized that she is the daughter of Christie Brinkley, but looks like Billy Joel.
Yeah.
Apparently just she finally woke up to that fact and just reached for the Ambien, whatever was nearby. Took eight of them.
Your point is weak. Billy Joel's ugly.
Weak.
That's your point.
Yes.
Ugly.
And eight won't do it. Yeah. That's also what I'm saying.
Got it.
Eight is not enough sometimes, is what I'm saying. So I hope she's doing better.
Sounds like it.
If you can tell. Okay, six women say they slept with Tiger Woods and had affairs with him.
All right, the number's up to six.
And that's just the start. You know about Rachel Uchitel.
Yes.
Hot.
She's the slutty party girl who's got Gloria Allred as the lawyer, right?
Right, who came out and denied and then said yes.
Right. You know about Jamie Grubbs.
Right.
The Grubber's got the voicemail. She's the one we got the voicemail from, the Grubsteak. God bless her.
The Grubsteak?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now we're hearing about 27-year-old Kalika Moquin. She is the marketing manager for the Bank Nightclub in Las Vegas. She apparently is another one. She's had a long-time affair with Tiger. Jamie Jungers. She is a Las Vegas woman who apparently had an 18-month affair with Tiger.
He sure doesn't just hit and run.
Yeah, I don't
know. He is a
good point.
He's a long-time monogamist when it comes to whoring around.
Yeah.
Corey Rist is a blonde Manhattan nightgoer, club goer that Tiger has been seeing. He met her at the Manhattan Club Butter. That's where she hangs out. Mindy Lawton, she's a 34-year-old waitress. Apparently she had a year-long affair. He met her at the diner where she works. Apparently they met back in summer of 2006.
He loves waitresses, doesn't he?
He loves waitresses.
It pays to play a sport that you don't get tired from.
That's true.
Plenty of energy.
And waitresses are great because you ask them for things and they bring them to you.
Yeah.
So, I'd like your vagina, please. Okay, here you go.
To go.
This is just what we know. Apparently, several sources are telling MSNBC and other media outlets that that is just the tip of the iceberg.
Yeah.
And there are more names yet to come.
We'll probably never know the total number, but it's probably pretty high.
It'll be like some Mayan architectural dig where we'll find a few artifacts, but we'll never really know what their civilization was like.
Right.
Yes.
When you're the wife, you can stay through the public humiliation of one, maybe two.
Where's your number?
When you're getting into six, I don't know.
So six you're going to leave, but
5, you're cool with?
Really? It jumped from 2 it was only five, to right. 6.
Five. All right, it was only
there
5.
There was no in between.
No, but this is different than I really do love you, but I've just had a couple indiscretions. This is I trample all over you. I don't care about you at all.
True.
Exactly.
This is I really like to have sex with strangers.
Yeah.
That's what
this
is.
In every city. Now,
isn't the worst part, though? Now, I don't know. I'm not a woman. But isn't the worst part that he spends years with them?
Yeah.
That's like,
he's having
like
relationships.
Separate romances more so than just banging. Yeah. If you got a dude who's just not, you know, one night stands when he's on a business trip or he's even hookers, God forbid. There's something a little more sort of cold and detached about that, as if it's not necessarily a reflection on your primary relationship.
Yeah.
But if you were dating a waitress for 2 years,
yep.
That seems worse to me.
Well, it's an emotional betrayal of the wife now, in addition to a physical one.
Guys, maybe she's just a good waitress.
That's true. Of that? Maybe maybe didn't have enough money to tip her, and so this was the tip.
Yes.
Now, the one he paid the allegedly paid the $1 million to shut up, fortunately, he can afford to pay him all $1 million to stop talking or quit bringing forth evidence, right?
We don't know. He's got a lot of dough, but we don't know the total number.
Yeah, really. Wouldn't it be great if he ran out of money paying out $1 million a pop to all these women?
$1 billion only goes so far.
That's right.
Aren't you guys shocked? I mean, obviously, everybody's shocked at how dumb he is, but aren't you shocked at how much of like a loser he is? Like a dork? Like, if you listen to the voicemails and some of the stories that these girls are telling about Tiger, you always assumed he was this really cool together guy.
I never thought that. I always thought he was a dork. I always thought he was, like, the unhippest black dude in the world.
Well, I mean, he's quite
just
white.
A nerd. He's just a nerd. I thought he was a golf nerd.
Yeah.
My whole life. He never seemed cool to me.
But I agree, dorky, but he seemed to have this confidence to him.
So
and then when he's out on the court, you look at Tiger and everybody puts him on this pedestal. And you listen to these voicemails and he's like a bitch.
Well, he's scared of his wife, Mike. But what man do you know who isn't scared of it? The biggest, toughest guy in the world is still scared of his wife.
He's like, yeah, it'd be huge. It'd be huge if you could do that for me. A big favor.
It's Tiger. I need you to do me a huge favor. Can you please take your name off your phone? My wife went through my phone and maybe calling you. So if you can, please take your name off that and just have it as a number. On the voicemail. Just have it as your telephone number. That's it. Okay, you gotta do this for me. Huge, quickly.
Huge, quickly.
Like Stanford frat tool. He always struck me as that guy. The guy who popped his collar a lot when he went to school. F you, you golf nerd. Ass.
But anyone who demolishes a sport like he did, you tend to put him up on a pedestal. I know it's golf.
Forget it's golf. Please, Kevin, let's not for a moment forget it's golf.
Right. But for a while, at least, just did it better than anyone ever has by far.
Absolutely. Yeah.
It wasn't even close.
Right.
That's impressive.
Yeah, absolutely.
Even though it is golf.
Absolutely.
Okay, well, golf's not a sport. It's fine, don't get me wrong, but let's not you and I confuse it with things that men do.
Word. Huge.
When they make banging waitresses an Olympic event, though, Tiger is going to medal.
He is going to be the gold medalist.
And you guys all check out the big ending for Monk, the big final Monk, the last episode of Monk.
No.
Big
I
Monk.
Didn't realize it was
big say goodbye to Monk.
Still
so long, Monk. Last that Monk.
Kind of said so long a while ago.
Final Monk.
That was an overrated show.
Oh, au contraire, mon frère. It was rated just right. Apparently 9.4 million viewers tuned in to say goodbye to Monk.
Is that a lot?
Dude. That's a lot for basic cable. That is an enormous amount. So that means about 8 more to, Emmys for Tony Shalhoub. That's what I'm guessing.
Yeah.
Just give him a crate. Just go to Count of Costco, pick up a pallet of Emmys, and just drop it off at his house.
But this is the last year.
That's true.
So, yeah.
You know what's funny is the only time we ever are even made aware that Monk is still on the air is when the Emmy nominations come out. And he gets nominated again. And we go, I didn't know that show was still on.
That's us. But the America is watching because it's been on for like 8 years and the numbers have always been strong.
I was at the Chief's house Friday night. You know
there
the Chief.
You
know
it. Chief is America.
That's Bean's
dad. Loves Monk. Are you kidding me? Yeah. He was so excited about the Monk finale.
There you go. Those are the people.
Yeah.
The CBS people.
Exactly.
Yeah. Today's celebrity birthdays. Bassist Tim Butler of Psychedelic Furs is 51 years old today. Actress Shuri Appleby. She was on Roswell a few years ago, and now she is, I think, working with a waitress at a diner that Tiger used to bang. That's where she is these days. She's 31 years old today. Singer Aaron Carter celebrates his 22nd birthday. And wide receiver Terrell Owens, now playing for the Buffalo Bills. He is 36 years old today. How are those Bills doing, T.O.? See you in the playoffs?
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
Speaking of football, you see Michael Vick just tearing it up in Atlanta this weekend?
I didn't see
two
that.
Touchdowns.
Really?
That's awesome. Wow.
What happened to
awesome.
Put him in the game? I didn't watch that one, Ralph.
Awesome. It was such a bloodbath. It was such a beating that
saved Donovan.
I think the coach for that particular team said, "Let's just have some fun. Put the dog guy in.
Remember the dog guy?
He used to work here. He used to work in this town. Let's see what happens when he goes in. Touchdown. Ended up being 34-7 by the end, and it wasn't as close as the score makes it sound.
Wow.
Yeah.
It was an unbelievable football weekend. Again this weekend, wasn't it? Did you watch some of those games?
Saints.
Well, crazy game. I was a Redskin fan, I'd kill myself with that game.
That was a tough way to lose.
Yeah, but you should have killed yourself 6 months ago.
You think this is going to be our one mark. We'll put one good mark on the season. We're going to take down the unbeaten best team in the league, and they still couldn't do it.
And while we're talking about that,
chip shot.
Arizona Cardinals.
Yeah!
I know.
Vikings lose. Miami over Patriots.
Yes.
How about that? Bill
How about
Belichick
Raiders over Pittsburgh,
a,
by the way.
Sucking a teat on the sideline once again.
Raiders over Pittsburgh, right.
Awesome.
Crazy.
Awesome.
It was a good weekend.
Belichick.
No one won a football pool, I'll tell you that.
Making his Frankenstein noises was awesome. All right. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
So there's a TV show now about pot, hard to believe, called Cannabis Planet. And I am not a fan of TV reporters. I believe they are bad.
Generally speaking, I would agree
with
you.
I'm not putting myself above them because I believe I am bad as well, maybe worse. But you'd think if there are reporters, you know, in a major city, they would have had to get good somewhere along the way, right?
Professional?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No?
I'd hope.
This is Rob Hayes, the reporter from ABC 7 Eyewitness News, and it's about the TV show Cannabis Planet, which is our new favorite show, and I haven't seen it yet.
The latest in niche programming, a TV show devoted exclusively to marijuana. Eyewitness News reporter Rob Hayes caught up with the show's producer, who says his audience is hungry for more.
See, they're hungry for more
because pot makes you get the munchies.
See?
So really?
That's
already?
That's the anchor. That's not even the reporter doing the story. The anchor can't resist. He's got to throw that
anchor
in.
Anchor sounds a little drunk, too, by
the way. Yes, he does.
But don't you, I mean, we talk about this all the time, and most reporters don't do very much of this pun work in their reports. 99% of reporters don't bother. You hate the 1% that do, because they're trying to spice up the story, and it's not funny, you don't think, right?
And they do it very poorly. So I'd just like to ask,
would you like to take that back?
That's all. So here's the, I want you to hear the anchor again, because I think I'm with Lisa when she says alcohol.
Yeah. Wait, it's a niche programming, a TV show devoted exclusively to marijuana. I would assume reporter Rob Hayes caught up with the show's producer, who says his audience is hungry for more.
Now, do you think that after he said that, he turned to somebody else's co-anchor and high-fived him?
Oh,
and, yes!
You bet.
Hungry for more! Nailed it!
I think he turned to his co-anchor and said, I gotta get some pots so I don't sound so drunk.
Brad Lane is a television producer on a mission.
And we have a series of battery of monitors up here. That
but while some might say his new TV show is half-baked.
Okay, here it comes.
Oh.
It's half-baked. See, because... And there's a movie.
Lane would probably tell you it's almost completely baked.
Cannabis Planet, a gift from the galaxy.
The name of our show is Cannabis Planet. We're all about the merits of the cannabis plant, industrially, agriculturally, medicinally.
Lane's half-hour show airs twice a week on KJLA and features marijuana-related news.
Cannabis is one of the most ancient plants known to mankind.
Marijuana growing tips. And even marijuana.
That guy's the best.
The growing tips guy is the guy that I want to host the whole thing.
Kevin, do you get this KJLA?
I think it's channel
57 in Los Angeles.
I don't think so. I'll check, though. I mean, this,
definitely.
This sounds like it's... and by the way, it's got to be... You would think it would be online, too, right? I mean, you'd think...
Yeah, they should definitely put the episodes up, yeah.
Cannabis Planet? Maybe somebody could do a YouTube search, and it's probably up there. But this is the guy that teaches you how to grow it.
And even marijuana cooking advice from a bona fide chef.
I would use... a good cannabis oil made from a good flower. I'm showing them that they can ingest it in every single meal of their life.
Now, here's the thing.
Is that what we want to do?
Here's the thing.
pot good, right?
Yes.
Every meal of your life, it might be a little too much
little
for some people.
Excessive.
Like Lisa May.
Yeah.
Maybe not every meal.
Sure, Cannabis Planet is a relatively low-budget endeavor. Lane says it costs about $10,000 a week to produce. But he eventually wants to air the show in every state that allows medical marijuana. Those are some seriously high hopes.
Come on!
Oh!
High hopes!
No friggin' way.
See, because he said hi.
And they're sure. talking about
pot. And they're talking
pot.
About pot.
Shut up.
How does he do it?
I get a ton of positive email from basically all around the world and all walks of life.
Lane says after just 7 episodes, Cannabis Planet is starting to break even thanks to a handful of advertisers with names like Big Bud and Medicam.
I realize that marijuana works.
Cannabis Planet was originally going to air on KDOC in Orange County, but Lane says station management there got cold feet. So Cannabis Planet landed at KJLA with potentially 5 million viewers, though Lane claims his late-night show is most likely watched in about 30,000 homes. Evidence, perhaps, that local TV is indeed going to pot.
You bet TV has gone to pot, and it's a good thing.
Come on!
Recognize!
Oh, f*** you.
You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show for a Monday. By the way, we've got we got so many good things on today's program, including Family Guy stuff. If you're a fan of that show, we've got giveaways in that department. Also, a recap of the Miss Double December pageant for you. We also have group tattoo regrets today. And is it true we're having the Snoop Dogg on the show tomorrow? D-O double G is going to be on the program tomorrow?
Dude, when you try to book Snoop Dogg, it is really an amazing process. We should print out all of the emails between our producer Alex and that camp.
I would like to see those.
It is good times, and it changes every 30 seconds, and I guarantee you Snoop doesn't know a thing about it yet.
So we may or may not have the D-O-double-G on tomorrow's Kevin and Bean Show. I'll tell you what we do have for you right now is pit tickets for night number one of the K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas 2009 concert. As you know, that is this coming Saturday night. If you want to go, you'll have to earn them. We got a new game to unveil for you right now at 1-800-520-1067. 1-800-520-1067. If you want to play to win on the Kevin and Bean Show.
Time for the Afro line, 323-520-AFRO, 24 hours a day. We have an answering machine so that you can, if you think of something that we or our listeners might be interested in, you can call and leave a message. And this guy called right after he left the Miss Double D pageant on Friday.
Yeah, so I just left the Miss Double December pageant. And what really surprised me was producer Alex. For days.
Talents.
Oh, okay. Oh, yes.
Right, that's what he... Talents for days,
sure.
Right? Yeah. That's what we're talking
that's
about.
What he meant.
Of course. The fear is not something you want to mess with. You lose. You lose with the fear.
Yeah.
And for those of you that don't know, how do we describe for those that don't know?
Well, the fear is when you've got to go and you've got to go now. You may not even be able to get to a bathroom. You've got to go so bad.
Right. Most times it ends up very badly in a yard or someplace, a street. It's just you
You're like a dog.
You don't come out of it alive.
Just looking for a bush.
It wins. Until now.
The fear.
Hey, guys. I did it. I beat the fear. I was 10 minutes from my house, and it hit me. But I did it. I beat it. Oh, God. It hurt so bad. Hey, Lisa May.
Very sexy. Very sexy.
10 minutes.
Wow, I'm impressed.
That's impressive.
That's a stunt.
Now that guy I would do.
See, that's what I'm talking about.
I hate that when people feel at their absolute worst, like their intestines are going to burst out of their butt. That's when they think of the Kevin and Bean Show. That really upsets me.
Look, we're lucky anyone thinks of us at all. You guys remember the DJ Tom Likas?
Yeah.
Sure. Of course, yeah.
Unbelievable. And training.
All right.
It's bound to happen.
I'm surprised he's never come back to radio. Is he just sitting around getting fat, drinking wine now with all his millions? I mean,
he has a ranch, a vineyard up in Montecito near Santa Barbara, California. And he still gets paid, I believe. So if I was him, okay. I'd...
And he was just on the radio, I think, last week, debating something about men and women on a...
And he was fat when he worked,
NPR.
So the answer to that is yes.
Imagine how fat he is now.
Hey, I was
was just catching up on an old podcast, and I found out that Lisa May is African-American? Wow, in that case, call me the NTSB, because I'm looking for your black box, Lisa May. Hey, Bean.
Yeah! Well,
well done.
Call me the NTSB is not a pickup line you would think of normally.
That's pretty clever.
Well done.
How about a Tiger Woods joke? These are flying around. Some of them very funny.
What does Tiger Woods and a baby seal have in common? They both get clubbed by Norwegians.
Aww.
See, Lisa, because...
Funny bit, so. Yeah.
Hey, they just opened up a new coffee shop by my house called Badass Coffee, and it has a cute little mule for their logo. And that got me thinking, Lisa May, you mind if I give you a donkey punch?
Yeah.
How about that guy?
All right.
No.
What about him? No?
I'd say no.
That doesn't work for him?
I say yes.
Omar, who works here, he does production. He does not like that little bell that the Salvation Army rings. It drives him out of his mind, and this guy apparently agrees.
I'm actually with Omar on this one. Look, I'm all for charity and giving away, you know, money and everything like that, but the people they get to collect the charity and the money, especially around Christmas time, are the lowest scum toilet on the face of the earth. I was in Barnes & Noble with my wife, and this lady is doing a gift wrap, goes, can I gift wrap your books? It goes to homeless children. I'm sorry, no, we prefer to wrap our own presents. Okay, any she has goes to homeless children. We don't really have any change. We're going to pay by card. It goes to homeless children, sir. It doesn't go to homeless children. You know what? I heard you four times. I said, no. You know what? Now because you've been pressing me, I'm going to go out and make sure there are more homeless children. So your ass is overworked every Christmas. Merry Kwanzaa, bitch.
Oh, it's a wonderful time of the year, isn't it?
Isn't it great? It's the spirit
of the holidays.
323-520-AFRO. 106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q, and it is 638.
This is the Kevin and Bean Show Saturday night. What about you in the pit, up close and personal to see AFI, also Rise Against, Alice in Chains, 30 Seconds to Mars, 3 Days Grace, Dead by Sunrise, and Amberlin. That's night number one of the K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas 2009 concert. You want to win those tickets? Call now. It's time to play a new game.
Hear the clues to ladies' answers, then you have to give the answers. Which one fits? Button on the pits.
See?
Button on the pits, everybody.
See, because the tickets are in the pit. How do we do
sure.
it? How are we that creative consistently?
It's shocking. It's shocking. I can't believe we're not a reporter for Channel 7. All right, here's the deal. Actually, today's contest is kind of easy because we're giving you, in most cases, half the answer. All of the answers that you'll be coming up with have pit in them. They all have pit somewhere in the answer. So that definitely gives you a clue. All you have to do is identify which pit we're looking for, and then you go in the drawing to win tickets for night number one. Who's our first contestant?
We have Matt. Works at UPS. Hi, Matt.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, thanks.
All right, putting on the pits. Listen up. Here's your question, Matt. This actor's big break came when he played the eye candy in the chick flick that I'm sure Kevin saw in the theater, Thelma and Louise.
Brad Pitt.
Brad Pitt is correct.
Yeah. See how easy it is? Hang on. You're in the drawing.
All right, let's go to Ronnie, who is a construction worker. Hi, Ronnie.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
I liked the Indian better in your band. All right, Ronnie, listen up. The kids from the original Beverly
God.
Hills. What?
File
what?
File
construction
it.
Worker.
File
Indian.
It.
Come on.
Wow.
I'm standing by the Village People. You can put it in the file if you want, but I'm not going to take it back. The kids from the original Beverly Hills 90210 used to hang out at this restaurant, and it's even been featured in the rebooted version currently on TV. What are we talking about here?
Oh, the Peach Pit?
That's correct.
Yeah.
Nice
right
done.
Next to the YMCA. Thanks for the call.
I'll punch you right in the face.
Sticking with that.
Rob, a teacher. Hi, Rob.
Hey, Callie.
Hi, Rob.
Rob, listen up. This is the area usually near the front of an aircraft from which a pilot controls the plane, and it's also a great place to bang a stewardess.
What is the cockpit?
Yes.
In the form of a question.
In
the form
of a question.
How about that?
By the way, it is the most aptly named part of a plane when you consider all the baggage that goes on. All right. Thank you very much. You are in the drawing.
All right. Let's go to Vanessa, who is also a teacher. Hi, Vanessa.
Hello.
Vanessa,
Hi.
Don't you think this contest is too easy?
Yeah, you're going to give me the fun one.
How do you know?
I think you'll be fine. Here we go. This is a term commonly used to describe several breeds of terriers, many of which are sadly used for fighting. And don't do that.
Pitbull?
There you go. Nicely
done.
All right. See, that wasn't the hard one, right?
No.
All right. Let's go to Courtney. Hi, Courtney.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
Good, thanks.
All right, Courtney, the NFL team from this city won the Super Bowl last year but managed to lose to the freaking Raiders last night. What city are we talking about?
That's my favorite team, the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Favorite team.
Oh, you must be hurting this morning after that 9-second touchdown, huh?
Rough day yesterday.
Very rough.
At least it wasn't the Raiders. Oh, wait.
Oh, that's right.
Thank you for calling. And I think we have time for Shear. Hi, Shear.
Hi.
Shear.
Shear, listen up. This is the guy who's in charge of a cluster of gaming tables at a casino. He is known as...
Can you repeat that?
Whoa, how many people we got on the phone here?
What happened to your voice, Shear?
I'm on the way to school.
Oh, okay.
Well, Shear, what's your answer?
I
think you could repeat it quickly if they didn't
the
hear
guy
it.
Who is in charge of a cluster of gaming tables at a casino.
It's a pretty simple one.
I have no idea.
And how about the guy on the phone? Do you have an idea?
No. All right. Thank you.
Okay. All well, right. Pit Boss is what we were looking for. Again, we gave you half of it, but nice try anyway. We've got plenty of people in the drawing. Callie, who's scoring the night number one of the Almost Acoustic Christmas 2009 show this Saturday night?
Our winner is Matt.
All right. Matt was the first person we talked to. Hey, Matt.
Yeah. All right.
Congratulations. You will be as close as humanly possible night number one in the pit. And thanks for playing the game.
Button on the pits.
Hey! 106.7, K-Rock is KROQ. It is 6:51.
You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. Coming up in a few minutes, we've got a complete recap of the Miss Double December 2009 pageant on Friday down in Orange County, California. By the way, you can see video from the event at kevinandbean.com.
I would highly recommend the video.
Yeah, I would too, very much so. After the show on Friday, I stuck around and had lunch, believe it or not, with the King of Mexico and Mrs. King of Mexico. That's for real, you guys.
Yeah.
I know that we just kind of gloss over the fact that Dave is still dating Yasmin, Miss Double December 2005. They're an actual, like, young and in love couple.
But
for reals.
But I think she's cool with him now banging our new one, too. I mean, that's part of the...
That's part of the prize, is that Dave bangs you if you win Miss Double D.
You didn't stick around Slide Bar and have lunch, did you?
No.
I did, yes.
What?
What?
Because after the event, Kevin and I were taking pictures with the listeners and signing autographs and whatnot, talking to people, and people were asking for you.
Where's Bean?
We assumed you just bolted because you hate people and you hate everyone who listens to our show.
Doing the same thing, perhaps in another area of the slide bar. But yeah,
I went inside with Lightning and we ate lunch. No way did Bean do that.
He's lying. I'm telling you.
You're a liar.
You can ask the king. The king will tell you.
He totally did because I got Facebook updates and tweets from Yasmin and Dave separately eating lunch with Bean at Slide Bar.
You liar.
Did you get an invitation from Bean to have lunch with him?
Oh, no. I was out of shape.
Yeah, that's what I assumed. Because Bean doesn't apparently like to eat with anyone except for his little friend Dave, I guess.
Dave is my only friend, first of all. And second of all, it's something that we had planned all week long, is that we were going to have lunch. We're sticking around for lunch. But anyway, I just wanted to let you guys...
planned it all week long.
I just want you guys to know...
I think you're lying.
That the Yasmin thing is for real. That's all. That's the whole point that I brought this up, is it's not just a joke. They're still dating. All right, time for the showbiz beat now on a Monday. What's Ralph Garman talking about?
Kevin, let's you and me make plans to have lunch sometime.
And not tell Bean?
Not tell him. It'll just be our little secret. Our secret will go have lunch separately from
you. Liar!
We'll eat separately from other people. I won't invite them.
You got to make your lie realistic, Bean. You got to make it at least something in the realm that people would believe.
We didn't hide. We were right out there in the restaurant having lunch.
You liar!
You want to hide later? It may be time to talk about horrible office Christmas parties again. Did you guys get the flyer for our party this year?
Yeah.
Did not.
Why? What's the horrible
F our company. That's all I got to say. F them.
What's the...
Well, this year they're going all out.
What's the great Christmas party?
Usually we have to share our Christmas party with another station.
At least.
Yeah. Sometimes two.
Yeah.
This year we're sharing our Christmas party with six other radio stations.
Okay.
Wow.
Because the people who own our station own six other stations here in Southern California, so they're just going to put them all together.
Mm-hmm.
So we're filled with people we don't know and have no idea anything about. We'll get to hang with those people.
Right.
But at least they're going all out for the party. It's going to be Thursday, December the 17th. At 3 o'clock in the afternoon, meet in the second floor lobby of the broadcasting building on Wilshire Boulevard.
That's our party?
Yeah.
What?
No, you're joking. And it's not a Thursday afternoon in an office building. It's not.
Thursday at 3, meet at the second floor lobby.
I can't wait. That sounds awesome.
Guys.
Please join us for snacks, drinks, and most importantly, holiday cheer. Screw you.
That
now,
wait,
you, is the holiday cheer supposed to replace the fact that your party blows?
Come on, Ralph. That's bad enough it comes back around to being good, doesn't it?
3 o'clock yes. In a lobby of an office building.
Ralph, I have to ask. You meet in the lobby because that's when you board the bus to Vegas, right?
No.
The party isn't at the lobby. That's just where you congregate to get on the bus, right?
I'm going to
guess 3 o'clock in the second floor lobby.
I'm going to guess, and I don't know this.
For
I'm
fun and holiday cheer.
I'm going to guess that means no alcohol, too.
What do you... Yeah, you think?
Wow.
This party
I wonder
has,
if we can bring a guest.
This party has everything.
Nope, Alex says no.
No guest.
No guest.
Of course.
Guests.
No, I was kidding. I was being facetious. You really think they're going to have you meet a lobby to give you a bag of peanuts and a juice box that you're going to bring a guest?
Hey, we get a juice box.
What are you thinking? It used to be it was a nice restaurant or something, and they'd buy you a couple drinks, and you have some hot hors d'oeuvres, and then you couldn't bring a guest.
Yeah.
You think at this low-rent event, they're in, no, bring everybody you want. Let's fill the second-floor lobby. Let's fill it to capacity.
The first year I worked at this station, Pennywise played at the House of Blues, and it was an open bar.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a lot better.
We used to be in the Foundation Room in the House of Blues all the time.
Yeah.
Belly up to the bar, and they'd buy at least a round or two.
Sure.
Now we're going to the second floor lobby.
Yeah, I got
to
tell you,
sounds like a good
this party sounds
get there
great.
Early so you can get one of the couches. Because that's like one couch there and a night table.
Have you been to that Wilshire building yet?
Yes.
You might have to go if you haven't just to see Lightning's office.
Yeah, it is.
Screw the party. You have funny. To see Lightning's
you're
office.
Way off topic here and you're killing my buzz, man.
Yeah.
killing my bit.
I can't
don't go
wait
there.
For this party.
And it doesn't matter how early you get there. The guys from the Wave will have already staked out the couches.
That's a kick right in the balls. That's
Merry
what
Christmas.
That is.
There
don't
was.
Have one. Don't effing have one. Just forego. Just say, hey, you know what? Times are tough. F you people, no party this year. Sorry. Or give me a $5 gift certificate at Del Taco or something I can use.
You are wrong. This is going to be
do
awesome.
Do not do this. Do not insult me with this BS second floor, 3 o'clock in the afternoon party.
I don't think you have the spirit, Ralph.
I have the spirit. I have the spirit to kick these people right in their nads. I'm going to show up at 3 o'clock and just start booting people in the balls.
I had that spirit last week as well. I know how it feels. But this is going to be
don't
great.
Have one, right? Don't have one.
No,
that's
have
your
it.
Option is don't
this
have
is
one.
Awesome.
3 o'clock.
When you say
on a
that,
Thursday,
you're not going. You're not going to go to this.
In a lobby.
I know. There's,
This isn't even a bowling alley. This isn't even a VFW hall. This isn't a park. This is a lobby of a business.
But if you sat down and said, I'm going to make a joke party that's bad, you wouldn't have made it that bad. So I'm saying. Now it comes back around to being good.
I'm just saying, people are going to be standing around a lobby holding Dixie cups with punch in them.
Until and the one. Building closes at 5:30.
and then they have to pay $12 for parking.
I'm
in.
My head exploded when I read that.
I am in. I'm in.
I'm going to show up just to ask people who show up, what are you doing here?
That's
you.
Have anything better
what
to
were
do?
You thinking? So why are you here? Tell me why you're here. I want to just grill people and ask them, do they have no self-respect whatsoever? Have you no dignity that you're showing up to a lobby at 3 o'clock?
Ralph, the party's
a symbol full of Sunny D.
Doesn't lobby equal party to you?
I am. My head is spinning.
Yeah.
You have more respect for the people who went to see the Twilight New Movie,
absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm good out of time.
Dave
I'm
says,
time.
It's,
really
Dave says it's $15 to park at that building.
Yes. It just keeps getting better.
Oh my God.
See you there.
My head spun.
Yeah. What? Anything in showbiz?
Whatever. Okay. This is serious.
Awesome.
This is some serious stuff right here.
No, Ralph's bringing up a good point here. I got to back his play on this. This is bad.
I'm not going to rest till I talk to whoever's behind this.
Look, every year we do the topic, too, which is you call in with the lamest, office party.
I think we can't do it now because we win.
Well, I think we'll
we can't take calls.
Well, we have to go,
I think
then.
We'll have to do it tomorrow, this topic. But no one can beat us. I mean, really, that's the... We're
no
throwing
one
down
beats
the
lobby.
That's just not... At 3 o'clock on
the
Thursday afternoon.
Lobby party.
Come on.
All right, let me do a little bit of showbiz news so I feel like I'm justifying wasting everyone's time. Top 10 movies. We do it every Monday morning. Let's see what's making money this weekend. The Blind Side, this Sandra Bullock football movie, monster hit, made another $20.4 million this weekend. The Twilight Saga, New Moon, as you can imagine, was number 2 at the box office. Then Brothers, Disney's A Christmas Carol, Old Dogs. There was a tie between 2012 and Armored. Ninja Assassin came in at number 8. Planet 51 was 9th. And Everybody's Fine, the new Robert De Niro film, in its debut weekend, only made $4 million. I'm surprised. I thought people would like a little heartwarming holiday family dramedy. But people seem not to be so interested.
Nobody's held De Niro, by the way. Just keep telling him they made $20
million. Yeah, right. I want to make him angry. How much did it make? Excuse me? How much did it make? I'll see you in the lobby at 3 o'clock. You'll get whacked. Today's celebrity birthdays. Tim Butler of Psychedelic Furs is 51 years old today. Actor C. Thomas Howell, star of such classics as Red Dawn and The Outsiders. Never made a movie that Patrick Swayze wasn't in, this dude, I don't think. Oh, no, it's
Soul Man. Man.
It's Soul Man, where he put shoe polish on his face and pretended to be black so he could get a scholarship to Harvard.
Yeah,
try to make that these days.
Those were different times.
Make that movie today.
Yeah.
They put you right in the lobby at 3 o'clock. he is 43 years old.
Is that the new Gitmo?
Yeah, it's my new euphemism for a living hell.
I like it.
Yeah.
They're closing Guantanamo. They're opening up the lobby at 3 o'clock.
Moving everybody to the lobby at 3. Shiri Appleby, actress from Roswell, is 31 years old today. And singer Aaron Carter celebrates his 22nd birthday. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
Rise Against, Sublime, Amberlin, and more coming up on the Kevin and Bean Show. Plus more chances for you to win your tickets into the K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas 2009 shows. We got pit tickets for night 1 and night 2 that you can win coming up.
What are you going to do when Santa comes by?
I'm gonna say what's up.
That's a good point this time of year.
Good idea.
Let's talk about Friday, and let's talk about how awesome boobies are.
Here she comes, she's our Miss Double December.
Boobies!
She's an angel, and just look at those cans.
Boobies!
She's got big guns, baby, she's got the hoots. Boy, how she gets me excited. Hey, look, my f*** is hard.
That's right, they're breasts.
How about Friday, by the way?
How about Friday?
Wow.
Lisa, as a woman, how do you go home and look at yourself and are satisfied?
Oh, stop it, Dean.
I'm just saying, after a show like Friday, it's got to be tough, right?
I enjoyed it just the same way you did. It was great eye candy. Yeah. It was a lot of fun.
Wow.
It's a great time.
We got to buy you some this year. We really do. I know we always joke about it, but seriously, it's time for you to get on board.
I'm fine.
Bean's a genius and he's really smart, but he's got no soul and he's got no heart.
All right.
Exactly.
Here's a highlight of Friday's show. If you didn't get a chance to watch it, do go to the website, kevinandbean.com, and check out the video. There's an entire video recap. There are also some great photos.
Yes.
We try to take advantage of every medium when it comes to this particular
event. And we'll try to squeeze in some calls. If you were at the event on Friday and you want to give us a call, we'd love to hear from you also. 1-800-520-1067.
Got a few highlights. Ralph was the MC for the day, and he was asking questions, and he was asking the girls their talents, and this particular one happened. And I got to tell you, most of the time, our audience is funnier than we are.
So every letter in the alphabet has a corresponding number, and you know exactly what they are.
Yes, I do.
All right. Here we go. You ready? 69.
See, because that guy, there's not 69 letters, Lisa.
No.
I know.
You know that. And by the way, that's a great example. I'm glad you played that, because that's a great example of what we were talking about earlier, which was what a crowd that needed to be entertained every second. Otherwise, they were not only going to start yelling stuff out, they were going to start throwing stuff at you.
I was with them. I agree.
That was a tough crowd.
Some people are smooth with the ladies.
Yes.
And then Bean. So listen to his request, and then listen very closely to his follow-up excuse.
Danielle, can you bend over for 1 second, please?
Oh,
would you stop it?
I dropped things.
Pay no attention to him.
I dropped things.
Danielle, now what is... Bean said, I dropped things.
Really?
That was his...
In my defense.
What?
There's no defense.
Dropped things.
You are retarded.
In my defense, I get a little bit retarded around girls like those, I'll tell you, because I don't see girls like those very often in my real life. But we were sitting up on the stage behind a table, and the girls were coming, and they were facing the audience, right? So we were, I don't know, 3 feet from their butts all day long, okay? It was a little distracting and a little difficult to concentrate.
Especially when you drop things.
When you drop things, yeah.
When that happens.
For anyone who may be underage in the audience, are you wearing underwear?
Two pairs
of underwear.
Two pair.
You listen to the booing.
Two pair, by the way, of the teeniest, tiniest underwear.
That had to be added because she was going to wear none, and there were kids in the audience, so we had to ask her to put on underwear. That happened. So
I'd love to hear from Alex, by the way, what her day was like trying to wrangle nine busty Miss Double D contestants. Because imagine what it was like in that tent trying to get everybody ready for everything that they had to come out on stage with.
I can tell you, I picture exactly what goes on. They are making out, all of them, with Alex.
Is that it, Alex?
Yes, and Alex is just
making out.
Oh, totally. We're just trying to pull them apart.
He actually said to me, this actually happened. We were in between commercials, and Bean looked at me and he said, "Why isn't the webcam inside the tent?" And I was like,
"Yes!
What are you talking about?" And I was like, "We're broadcasting the whole pageant." He goes, "No, in that tent." I said, "You
were
mean
with changing?
The one where they're changing and naked?" Yeah, we can't do that so much.
Yeah.
Bean, hilarious.
Bean's losing touch with reality because
that's the webcam you want.
Yes, that is the webcam you want. But you can't do that.
Right, we can't do that at krock.com. Maybe hustler.com.
I've seen stuff like that on the internet. First of all, I know that it can be done.
Oh, dear God.
And second of all, Alex, weren't you all day long having to make decisions about how much ash could be shown and things like that?
That chick with the underwear.
Yes, but I literally, these words came out of my mouth. Okay, ladies, I need to see your asses. I what? Because, the slide bar, by the way, give it up for slide bar.
Yes.
The best.
Phenomenal place.
Because they have a wonderful liquor license, which they'd like to keep,
mm-hmm.
The rule of the day is no nips, no lips.
Hey!
Ass is okay.
All right.
So I literally had to
check.
Basically be a gyno, spot lips.
Oh my God,
and
I almost spit up my mouth.
Make sure everything was covered. But ass is okay.
All right.
So ass and booze. No,
we saw a lot of ass.
So Ralph is hosting, and at some point the alcohol kicked in to him.
Where are we in the pageant here, Ralph?
It is round two of the talent competition here at the Double D Separate.
Need another shot?
That Irish whiskey hits you quick in the morning, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Ralph would look at me during commercial breaks and just mouth, "Jameson on the rocks."
Yeah.
"Jameson on the rocks."
Like you needed to be told that.
I know.
Our powers of observation and our powers of description have never been better than they were here.
She's got the boobs. She is jumping and they are bouncing.
And here comes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow.
That was it. Wow.
Wow.
That's what we had to say.
Get out.
We said wow.
You guys
we were
so
dumbstruck.
Easy.
This is why the video is a must on this particular event.
This is when my alcohol kicked in.
Yeah.
And you'll hear it very strongly.
What do you love so much that you would like to do it to death? What would you do to death?
Okay. All right.
I didn't see that coming.
Actually on the air, actually broadcasting.
Well, that's the best answer ever. What do you get? One.
Okay.
That's the best answer ever.
I was sitting next to Kevin, and he stood up, threw off his coat, and it was like a standing ovation. It was like he'd seen the second coming of Jesus Christ.
Listen, that was pretty good. I'm not sure what was going on here.
Drink it.
That's
drink
K-Rock
it.
Drop
drink it.
It.
Drink it. Yeah.
But it sounds good. I wish I had a part of that. And finally, Psycho Mike came out as Gene Simmons. Performed in full makeup, by the way.
Yes.
Full makeup. You can see that video as well at kevinandbean.com.
If you don't have big boobs, then you suck.
This is, Gene Simmons is not necessarily a non-sexist type guy. Very, very aggressive.
He's a little opinionated.
Testosterone. And so this is...
What?
If you don't have big boobs, then you suck.
This is the crowd.
If you don't have big boobs, then you suck.
Yeah, the crowd was totally. I started yelling. I thought they were going to lynch people. I didn't know what was happening.
Well, anytime there wasn't a contestant on stage, they were hostile. I mean, that's clearly what they were there for. You pointed out perfectly earlier today that it was the opening band syndrome. Anything that wasn't what they came for, they didn't have any time for.
So
it was a tough audience for Gene Simmons.
It was. It didn't help that the ratio was like 80% dudes, 20% chicks.
At best.
Yeah.
I know.
Maybe 90-10.
Well, Alex is right. The Slide Bar in downtown Fullerton is a fantastic venue. We always have a great time when we go there, and I hope that we'll be back there next year. Also, we want to thank the U.S. Marines for coming down. They raised over 1,000 toys for their Toys for Tatas campaign this year. And, boy, those guys were amazing. We had a chance to talk to some of those guys backstage. I mean, I just don't have what it takes to be
they're
a Marine.
The man.
Those guys,
they're awesome.
A cut above.
Hold on a second. Wait. You mean don't have what it takes to be a Marine?
I don't. I really don't.
They
are way better than I am. I would like to be as good as those guys are. I'm just not. And we also want to thank our friends at ProFlowers.com. They hooked up our top three finalists with flowers. That's ProFlowers.com. And congratulations to the lovely Danielle, by the way, who's Miss Double December 2010. She is awesome. And we'll get a chance to see her this weekend because, of course, the first thing she does while wearing the crown is come to Acoustic Christmas. So she'll be at both nights this weekend, and then we'll see her throughout all of next year. And I think the audience that voted for her, I think they made a nice choice. I think she's going to represent well.
As do I. As she's the one that gave the answer that we just played a second
ago.
That's
right.
Probably the voting went right through the roof. All right. So go to KevinandBean.com if you'd like to watch any of the videos. 6.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q. If I were you, I would go to K-Rock.com because it gives you a lot of information, including when to win tickets in the pit for both nights of K-Rock's Almost Acoustic Christmas 2009. Both nights. So you get to see AFI headline night one and Muse headline night two and all the other bands from the pit.
Wow.
So for that information, go to K-Rock.com. It is 7:23.
You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show on a Monday. We got tickets for Avatar, the new James Cameron film that you can see before it hits theaters. Also, for Family Guy fans, stick around. We got something special for you today because that is still week in, week out, the funniest show on television for my money. I'm not a big fan of Vladimir Putin, but he was the president of Russia for two terms, and then he was not eligible to be president anymore, so they elected a puppet that he could rule through, and he became prime minister. But apparently he's very popular in over there in Russia,
well,
Kevin.
Was
popular. Right, yes.
And then his publicity, you know, his PR started going down, his numbers, his likability numbers started going down, so now they have orchestrated this entire thing where they show pictures of him bare-chested fishing in a trip in Siberia.
You know, yes, like, he has become quite the pinup over there.
I am stunned.
Really?
Appearances with rare animals like Siberian tigers, leopards, and he's been hanging out with bikers. And now he's at a hip-hop party. That's the latest. Russian Prime Minister Vladimir Putin was at a hip-hop party. And we thought perhaps now would be a good time to get him on the phone and just find out what's going on with him exactly. Hello, Vladimir, hi.
Yo, what is up, my bitches?
Well, yeah. we were just reading about your television appearance on a program called Battle for Respect, which is a hip-hop music contest, which isn't the sort of thing that a 60-year-old white guy usually shows up at.
Yeah! That's right. Mad respect me, bitches.
Now,
Putin in the house, yo!
Now, your people are denying that this is just for publicity.
They are denying because it's not for publicity.
You didn't do this for publicity?
This is real Vladimir you're seeing now. This is okay. My real spirit. I am black. I am black in my heart and soul. And finally, it's time for me to now be giving a true representation of who I am. I'm representing, yo!
Wow.
Okay. You may be a lot of things, Prime Minister, but representing can't be one of them. You are like
Don't
all
make
politicians.
Me pop cap in your ass, I'll do it.
I'm just saying, like all politicians, whether they're your country or ours, you're old and white and out of touch.
Listen up, bitches.
Yeah.
I'll get my homies, you and we shall for to be coming to make mad gang on you.
You can't make mad gang, Vladimir.
Wow.
Yeah.
Have you been
for shizzle?
Have you been watching movies?
No, I am for real OG.
What does OG mean?
It means opulent Gentile.
Yes.
I don't. That's not right.
Oh, I thought that was right. Huh.
That's not right at all.
I am. I am wearing bling.
Right.
That is crazy.
Okay. What bling do you have?
I have gold chain.
Right.
Thick gold chain.
Right.
Around my testicles.
Around your testicles?
Yes.
That's not how you're supposed to wear that.
I'm bowling. I'm mad back. Bowling, yo. In my scrotum.
What?
Prime Minister, who's...
I am making new CD of all classic rap songs for me to now be singing my own way.
Yes?
Yes.
Oh, you're kidding me. Really?
Yes, we'll be dropping soon.
Do you have...
So when it drops, please pick it up again.
That's not...
And look for new CD, Putin on the
hits. Come on. Come on. You couldn't even get through that.
That's the whole reason you wanted to do this bit, isn't it?
The only reason. Let me say that one last thing.
So Miley Cyrus has a tattoo, and we've got some other stories of people who have tattoos that maybe weren't the most thought out in the world. And we'll be taking your calls on that topic in about 20 minutes or so. Also, Ralph's got the showbiz beat minutes away here on the Kevin and Bean Show. In fact, speaking of Ralph Garman, he joins us in studio now. I think we're going to debut a new game with a new prize. Hey, Ralph.
Hey, what's up?
Family Guy?
Yeah, we thought we'd take advantage of the fact that I am on Family Guy every week. I do some voice acting, for those of you who don't know, listen to the show just occasionally, and I've been lucky enough to be added to the cast of Family Guy. A couple seasons ago, they asked me to come in and do just some random voices for them. Usually I'm in one of those sequences when Peter does a flashback, or it's one of those tangents that he goes off on. I'll be one of those characters.
You're Lois? A lot of people don't know
that I am Lois.
Lois.
But usually, you know, usually it's something tiny, some small little character, maybe one or two, sometimes three on a good week. I'll just show up just with a quick little bit. But I'm in almost every single episode of Family Guy and have been for years.
I don't think I knew that.
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
As crazy as that show is, do you come in and read your lines out of context with the episode? And really, some of them have just got to be so head-spinning when you can't figure out what they're going to be used for.
Yes. If I come in and they will give me what you call sides, which is just the portion of the script where your character is. And so you go into the booth, and you know, when you do animation, you're not working with anyone. You're not reading with the other characters. You just read your stuff, and they give you some direction, and they ask you to do it a few different times, and then that's it.
So Why haven't they called me?
If I go in... Because it involves reading, first of all. Okay. But if I go in and I say, okay, they say, okay, you're playing a character named John Foot Penis. Yeah. And I play John Foot Penis, and I read all that stuff. And then I don't know until I actually watch the episode how all that makes sense. And it turns out that John Hancock, who signed the Declaration of Independence, changed his name. His name used to be John Foot Penis.
So Hancock.
See what they did there.
So some days you go in and they go, all right, Ralph, today you're an octopus and you're in the ocean. Go. Yeah. And that's just basically all you get.
Now you're a tree stump that's in love with a man. I mean, I played that role once. I mean, it's just the oddest, strangest stuff because it's always those weird cutaways that they go to. And rarely is it something, in the main episode.
Isn't it amazing? By the way, the calls that we're looking for then are people who watched last night's Family Guy show on Fox. You tell us who Ralph was in last night's episode. Do I have that right?
Exactly. If you recognized who I was in the show last night, you can identify my character. We will give you a Family Guy DVD. I believe it is Blue Harvest. I think it's the Star Wars parody.
Next Star Wars series on DVD.
Very funny.
Something Dark Side. It's the new one.
It's the new one. This is the parody they did of... the second Star Wars film, which was
Empire Strikes Back.
Yeah. And I'm in that as well.
They labeled it something, 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 Dark Side.
Yeah. That's a line from the first parody they did of Star Wars, where I think Stewie said, something, 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 Dark Side.
So you're Stewie then?
No, I'm not Stewie. Oh. No.
That comes out in stores on December 22nd, by the way.
I think I've seen the clip where the stormtroopers or somebody are going around smashing Darth Vader's mailbox with a baseball bat. It's very funny. But isn't it amazing?
Darth Vader does that to Leonard Nimoy's mailbox.
That's what it is.
Yeah, he flies by. Stewie's Darth Vader, he gets a baseball bat, and he smashes Leonard Nimoy's mailbox because of the Star Trek Star Wars feud.
Isn't it amazing, though, to think that there was a time when Family Guy was canceled and popular support in the sales of the DVDs brought it back? And it's become a huge hit for Fox, and it's always in the top 10, you know, with the 18 to 34 year olds, which is what they're going for. And it's great every single season, year in, year out.
So you're going to call us 1-800-520-1067 and tell us who Ralph is. Is there a name for this?
This game?
Yes.
This a new game we call Who Was Ralph on Family Guy?
Well, it's very creative.
All right.
It seems today that you can see Family Guy on DVD, and yes, it's for free. But how do I win that DVD that I don't want to buy? Who was Ralph on Family Guy? Producer or the skater? Maybe he's the waiter. All you have to guess is who was Ralph DJ Omar Khan.
How about that? Omar whipping
He's
out quite the intro.
Better.
What happened?
I don't know. He was on tune and everything.
He gave that to someone else.
Huh.
Somebody else did that.
Yeah.
All right. Let's take some calls. Let's see. Let's start with Josh. Hi, Josh.
Hey, what's going on?
Who was Ralph on Family Guy?
He was Brian's ex-girlfriend's new fiance. Yeah. I forget the dude's name.
Brian's ex-girlfriend's new fiance.
Brian's ex-girlfriend, Jillian, played by Drew Barrymore, by the way, in the show.
Drew Barrymore's husband.
Breaks up with Brian, and she's getting married to a guy named Dylan, I think his name was, the fiance.
Hey, Desiree.
Oh. Hey, Lee.
Oh, no, that's
Is that the wrong clip?
That's the wrong clip, yeah.
Okay, so not good. hang on, we're working this out as we go.
Jillian's boyfriend in the restaurant, and he's very impressive because he can speak French to a French waiter.
All right.
Je voudrais la petite chèvre fondue à la Provençale et le gigot d'agneau bourguignon, s'il vous plaît.
But it wasn't me.
That wasn't you.
No. Good guess, though. All right. Good guess.
That's the kind of character, right?
That's the kind of character I usually play. Yeah.
All right.
But
if you could speak French.
That was good.
All right. Let's go to Matt. Hi, Matt.
Hi. I believe Ralph was the waiter who got tripped by Brian and hurt his elbow.
No. No, that wasn't me.
The waiter who...
Good guess, though.
No, all right.
That's that usually is the kind of role that I do end up playing.
Although that one may have been a little too big.
Yeah, that was kind of a, that was kind of a big role.
Okay. Well, let's see here. Let's go to Jesse. Hi, Jesse.
Hello.
Who was Ralph on Family Guy?
I don't know the exact name, but, I mean, you were one of the either producers or directors on the Hills when, if I can... give you a quick recap of the scene.
Okay. Oh, sure. You watch closely.
Yeah, go ahead.
Elsie and Brian come into the studio where they're working on. You tell them, hey, guys, here's the scene. You show a scene of the Hills followed by some random postings of Skylines and then A-Team scene.
So last night, Lauren Conrad was dating Brian the dog, and she shows him the Hills production offices.
Ah.
And they were editing a brand new episode of The Hills, and one of the guys who works for MTV pulls Lauren and says, hey, we got a rough cut. Do you want to see it?
How would you say that Jesse did recapping that scene?
It was clear, crystal clear, I think.
Here's the clip.
This is where they edit the show together.
Lauren, we got a rough cut of next week's episode. Can you cue that up, Terry?
Oh, that's Ralph.
That was me.
Yes, it is.
Congratulations, Jesse.
Yes, it is.
Well done. You
nicely
found
done.
Ralph on Family Guy. We're going to give you the DVD of Something, Something, Something Dark Side, the new Star Wars film.
Who was Ralph on the Family Guy?
You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. By the way, tomorrow on the program, we'll catch up with our old friend Travis Barker from Blink 182. He's got a benefit concert coming up. Travis, first of all, the best human in the world. Second of all, does so much charity work,
yeah.
And he's doing yet another one this time around.
He so and we'll Snoop, by the way.
I know, right?
Teaming up.
That's a show right there. Anyway, all the details, and we'll talk to Travis tomorrow right here on the Kevin Beach Show. Ralph Garman joins us now with another look at the showbiz beat for a Monday. What's going on, Argar?
Still trying to get over our party.
Yeah, don't even get started on the party. You won't get to any show business.
I'm just trying to say that I'm still trying to wrap my head around it.
Yeah. Our Christmas party, for those of you who didn't listen last hour, is top of the charts. Doesn't get any better.
We're sharing it with 7 other radio stations.
Mm-hmm.
And they're having it in a lobby in an office building at 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
On a Thursday. Not even on a Friday.
Come on.
What are you going to do when Santa comes by?
I'm going to say, what's up?
I got this email from listener Molly. Ralph, longtime listener of the show. I get a kick every year when you talk about lame company Christmas parties. Well, I admit, I have been to my fair share of 11 a.m. no-host bar, bring-your-own-potluck, here's a company mug for your gift, get back to work at 1:30 p.m. events. I must agree with you, Ralph, you have spoken, and lobbies are the lamest!
Put me on the dials, dials,
oh, yeah!
Dials,
dials,
dials. She did
what? She took what I said,
nope.
And then folded it up, and then wrapped it, and made it a gift for me.
Nope.
The lamest are the lamest. Are the lamest, are the lamest, are the lamest. Are the lamest, are the lamest, are the lamest. Oh, 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 are the lamest.
The lobbies are the lamest.
F*** Ralph. Period. F*** Ralph. I've been saying that my whole life. I'll be saying it till the day I die. F*** Ralph.
Thank
That's
you, Molly.
That's pretty goddamn impressive.
Thank you for that little Christmas gift that you gave me. Today's celebrity birthday.
How do you start with that?
Let's talk about the top 10 movies at the box office, shall we? Blindside. Sandra Bullock banging some teenage black dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The story is not.
Yeah.
And he's blind, too, right? Which means she's taking advantage of a kid.
No.
Not only a kid, but a handicapped kid.
He does her in the blind side.
No.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, that's what that means.
The eye that cannot see.
None of
know
that
what
is
I'm saying?
True. Yes, but
that's
real talk right there, man.
That's not what it's about.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Do me in the blind
that's
side.
That's not what it's about.
Woo! Come on, Deshaun. That's what she says.
It's funny because it's racist.
20.5. Excuse me, $20.4 million made it number one in the box office this weekend. The Twilight Saga New Moon, $15.7 million. Number two, the box office. Then Brothers. Disney's A Christmas Carol. Anyone seen that yet? The Jim Carrey Christmas Carol?
No. No. Jim Carrey is kryptonite to me. I'm sorry.
Old Dogs pulled in $5 million, made it number five at the box office. Then a tie between 2010 and Armored. Then Ninja Assassin. I think Hero from Heroes just traveled through time and space to come into our studio.
A lot of blood in that movie.
Ninja Assassin?
A lot.
Yeah.
Tremendous amount of blood.
Right.
I mean, three movies worth of blood.
Well, don't you need that in a Ninja Assassin movie?
Yes. Just saying. Even knowing that going in, a lot of blood.
It's like saying, wow, there's a lot of flimsy dudes in New Moon. Yeah, well, sure. It's the nature of the beast.
A lot, though. I'm saying a lot.
Planet 51 was ninth, and Everybody's Fine, rounding out your top 10 at the box office this weekend. Bad news for the Guidos who live in the North Shore.
Uh-oh.
Jersey Shore, rather.
What's going on with the MTV show?
MTV show Jersey Shore, which is a bunch of Guidos living together. No, it's still on the air. But the Italians are upset, you know.
Yeah,
sure.
I know.
Because all those faux tanned, gelled, mohawk, steroided out Goombas are making them look bad.
The Italians should be upset at them, by the way.
Now, apparently, Domino's Pizza has pulled all their ads from the show.
Really?
Saying the content of this particular program is not right for Domino's Pizza. Dude, these are your people, Domino's. This is your audience. These are the people who are eating Domino's pizza.
Yeah.
I can't understand why they would shy away from greasy Italian Goomba losers.
But like nothing more than pizza.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Especially in Jersey. So you eat in Jersey during the beach in summertime, it's just pizza.
Does this besmirch their authentic Italian reputation?
Yeah, exactly. Because they're known as a fine Italian restaurant. Domino's.
I haven't seen the Jersey Shore yet, but I hear that it is magnificent and it's a big hit. Right, Ralph?
Yes.
It's doing real well for him.
Monster hit for MTV. Maybe LaQuisha. Maybe she could follow it.
Yeah, awesome.
Give her a call.
Yeah, that would be great.
See if she wants to watch that.
She hasn't wanted to talk to us for a while, but
well,
maybe.
Can you blame her?
No.
After what you said last time?
No.
Yeah. That whole Aunt Jemima thing?
That was not.
Remember?
That didn't happen.
Mrs. Butterworth?
That
you said Mrs. Butterworth was a slave? You said Mrs. Butterworth was a slave.
First of all, that was edited poorly. But second of all, that had nothing to do with her.
I think she took it personally.
I don't think so.
That's all I'm saying. Tiger is just getting worse. Every time I hear something about him, he's just worse and worse.
Is he in the lobby at 3 o'clock in the afternoon?
He won't be there, no.
No.
Here's the thing. Remember we talked about whether these women had rights to be mad or not, their girlfriends?
Right. The girls that were cheating with Tiger were mad that there were other girls that Tiger was cheating
with. Right, and Bean's position was, there's no way you could be upset about that.
Right.
You couldn't possibly be upset about that.
Well, because you accept that you're dating a liar and a cheater, you can't be then surprised when you are lied and cheated on.
However, I say it all depends what line of BS Tiger was feeding
them.
And here is a woman who, via her lawyer, tells TMZ that Tiger told her that his marriage was a sham, that it was, and I quote, only for publicity.
Why did he need to get married for publicity? I don't understand that.
He pointed out that the marriage to Elin, Tiger said, was just for his image. It's only for publicity, he told her. You think the wife was mad before.
Yeah.
You think she was swinging at him with a club before. Wait till she gets a load of this news.
Yeah,
it's one thing to cheat.
Yeah.
That's bad enough. When you're disavowing the wife and the marriage as a sham and just for publicity.
It was never anything.
You are going to be in the second floor lobby at 3, my friend.
But aren't they still hiding out in the house together?
Yeah,
I think so. I don't think they've left.
That is
a
frosty
house. It's a big house.
But it's frosty.
It's a big house.
It's very cold.
Man, is that house cold.
Don't they have kids too, Ralph?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, that's no good.
Yes.
Those kids are going to grow up with one parent very soon.
Rivers Cuomo in a bus accident. Did you guys hear about this?
Yeah.
Hear about that.
Yeah. Apparently the Weezer bus was traveling in New York and hit a patch of ice. The bus crashed, and Weezer frontman Rivers Cuomo was in there with his wife and daughter, and apparently some minor injuries. The wife, the daughter, and a fifth passenger on the bus were uninjured. However, Rivers was transported to the hospital after complaining of rib pain. Apparently his damage is slight, though, and he should be okay, so. No one worry. But
anybody
that's bad news.
Who hasn't driven on ice, once you get on that ice, the steering, brakes, gas, Irrelevant.
Just a joke.
All of it's irrelevant. You just go for a ride.
As a young man growing up on the East Coast, we would go out when it was icy on purpose and skid down residential streets.
I like it.
And you tried to avoid cars on either side of the street. That was the game.
Sounds smart.
Which you can't do.
You can do.
Very well.
If you turn into the skid, if you turn into the way you're sliding, you can alter the course of your car.
Sometimes.
Yeah. I'm not saying there weren't some hair-raising moments.
I'm sure.
But we were never caught or convicted. I'll have you know. That's all you need to know.
All right.
Let's take a look at today's celebrity birthday, shall we? Aaron Carter. Sliding. That's what we should call it. Let's go sliding.
Sliding.
Aaron Carter is 22 years old today. Shiri Appleby from Roswell is 31 years old. Yes, Bean?
Is she a slave woman?
What?
How dare you? I like her restaurant.
Buffalo Bills wide receiver.
Just say it.
You can put that in the file.
Yes.
For me.
Yes.
Put that
yes.
The come on.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
I like her restaurant.
Yes.
There was so little conviction. You have to at least sell it. Sometimes you can get it over just by selling it hard.
And I don't know what time zone you live in, but it came about a minute and a half late.
Timing, you're saying.
Buffalo Bills wide receiver Terrell Owens is 36 years old today.
So Bean say lack of conviction, you're saying timing.
Yeah.
Okay. I can work
Not
on
only
both.
Was it bad, but it was bad.
Okay.
C. Thomas Howell is 43 years old today. Legendary actor C. Thomas Howell. Go Wolverines. Remember Red Dawn?
Red Dawn, sure.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah.
Tim Butler of Psychedelic Furs is 51 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Hey. 106.7. K-Rock is KROQ, and it is 6 minutes after 8 o'clock.
It's Monday on the Kevin and Bean Show.
Hey, everyone. Kevin's going to give us his take on the situation. Let's listen up.
This, Ralph brought to our attention. I hadn't seen it yet. Tis the season to be jolly.
Mm-hmm. What's more jolly than a lobby?
Is how the invite begins. Meet us at the Wilshire Broadcast Center for some holiday snacks, drinks, fun, and most importantly, some holiday cheer.
No, that's not the important part.
Second floor lobby on a Thursday afternoon. At 3 o'clock.
That's our Christmas party. That's what you're saying.
With 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 6 other stations.
Yep.
But at least there are no guests allowed.
Right.
And $15 to park.
It is $15 to park, yes.
So we got all that going for
and
us, right?
And there's no parking. I believe if it's correct, there's no parking during the time of this party on the street anywhere near that building.
No.
That's correct.
There is some metered parking. Which I believe is a quarter for 15 minutes.
So you have to run back and forth.
And yeah, I think it's like a one-hour limit on that on Wilshire. There,
so we'd like to take your calls at 1-800-520-1067 because this is funny, and companies do this all the time.
Can you top our party, I guess is what we're asking, in terms of lameness?
Ours is in a lobby.
Let's all go to the lobby.
Yeah.
Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.
Nothing more fun than a lobby. Yeah.
The popcorn can't be beat.
That's true.
The sparkling drinks are just dandy.
Nope.
The chocolate bars and the candy.
I hope we hired this band to play.
Let's all go to the lobby.
No.
To get ourselves a treat.
I love how they put in the invite snacks, drinks, and fun. Which you know means Chex Mix, generic brand Costco soda, warm, and standing around with strangers from six other radio stations whom you don't know. We barely know the people who work at this radio station, by the way.
Yeah.
They're going to make us hobnob with people we have never met before.
That's guys, I'm not defending the party. Please don't misunderstand.
Oh, here it comes.
I'm not defending the party, but
I am saying that sometimes it is worth examining the problem from all sides in this tight economic climate without a lot of money to spend on a party like this.
Right.
You would prefer don't have a party at all rather than have something on a Thursday afternoon. Okay, that's all I wanted to ask.
Of course don't have a party. Rather than make people stand in the office building lobby in the middle of the afternoon and call it a party? Screw you, Bean!
What would you be saying, Ralph, had the memo come out that said, tight economic times, no party this year, sorry, happy holidays?
Wish you all the best. I would have said, I completely understand, the economy blows.
It wouldn't even register with him. I mean, we would just go, hey, okay, that makes sense.
No, it's reasonable. Sure, I get that.
Okay.
But
so having said that, we're trying to find someone with a worse party.
Could we have hired this man?
Let's all go to the lobby.
Yeah. No is the answer. We couldn't have.
But here's the thing. That is the, you know, people say, well, it's the least they could do. This is the least they could do.
Yeah. Yes, absolutely.
CBS Radio easily could have, if they wanted to, got at least a cool area to throw it. You know, go to the art museum or the La Brea Tar Pits or something. For a buck and a half, they could have at least held their crappy party in a somewhat location.
I'm sorry. Whoa. Did you say a buck and a half?
Yes.
No.
I mean, maybe even have it at a park or just, you know, the Mexican kids have their birthday parties at the park because it's for free, but at least they're outdoors. At least it's interesting, you know? String up the pinata from a tree. At least you get out in the fresh air.
They don't have a change
of location. They don't have the party, you know.
In the lobby?
In the backseat of somebody's car.
That's what we should do. The backseat of somebody's car. That's better.
But this
1-800 1-800-520-1067. You know, it's funny. You mentioned earlier, Kevin, that we've done this topic in years past.
Every year.
And we've laughed at other people's parties, but I think ours may win this year. I think ours may be the one to beat. You have to really go a long way to figure out a way to throw a worse Christmas party than a Thursday afternoon in a lobby of a business building.
We have had some spectacular ones in the past. We had one where Bean's wife and I ordered pizza to be delivered to our table because the food was so bad. That happened. I think that was the same year people went running, crying.
Yes, that was. That was in a hotel near the airport.
Yes.
But at least it was.
And that was like a Wednesday afternoon at 5, though.
Yes. It was like in a ballroom.
Yes, but oh my God, Ralph.
Look,
you should have seen the.
Look, I know.
The soup with the crawdad crawling out.
It was good, yeah.
But they tried to put something on.
Something, yes.
They didn't just say, oh, you know what? F it. Have everyone stand around in the lobby. They didn't just
at least there was food.
They didn't throw their hands up and say, let's have everyone meet where we work and just have them stand there. And we'll throw some soda down their throat and we'll kick them out.
All right. We think ours is going to win. But I'm telling you, from looking at some of these calls, maybe not.
I reject that
maybe
totally.
Maybe not.
All right. Let's try Guy. Let's get it started with Guy. He's on line 6 on the Kevin and Bean Show, trying to beat ours as the worst Christmas party of the season for 2009. Hi, Guy. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show.
Hey, guys. How's it going? Good morning.
It's going
well. Good morning, Lise.
Good morning.
Tell us about your Christmas party.
You know, this Christmas party is going to be the worst. At lunch, on our lunch hour, in the receiving area at the Home Depot.
That's pretty strong.
I love the warehouse ones.
The bonus for us for this is a 20% off coupon to Home Depot.
Hey, I would go for that.
Can you believe that? What are they thinking?
I, first of all, love the Home Depot.
Right.
And I could absolutely use that coupon. I would prefer if our radio station gave us a 20% off coupon at Home Depot in lieu of a lame-ass lobby party.
Let's all go to the lobby.
All right.
You had me feeling bad for you until that coupon came up.
And now you got the coupon.
You're better than us.
Sorry.
His is at lunch, though, which to me sounds like he has to go back to work after the party at 1. At least this one's Thursday at 3, which means probably most people can knock off after the party, right? I would imagine.
Yeah, I would think so. But we don't know that for a fact, by the way.
Yeah,
we don't. That's not a given. And we don't get a coupon. I know that
Let's try Sam on line 3. Sam, thank you for calling. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. Top our bad holiday party.
Well, I work demo, and our Christmas party is outside in the dirt covered yard underneath an EZF canopy.
Oh no!
So it's just basically outside under a canopy?
Yeah. No. Outside and the yard. Our yard is all dirt. I work construction. Just dirt everywhere, and they have like catering that's like maybe $3, maybe $5 in the max.
Okay, but
we still win.
See,
you got catering.
He said catering.
We still win. We're still worse off than you. You got catering and a tent.
In the dirt,
and someone bothered to put up a tent for you. They're not even putting anything up for us.
And you're outside where you can see the sun.
Yeah, you're much better off than we are.
Sorry, you win. This is not something you want to win, but
no,
you did.
We are still the king of the bad.
Let's go to Veronica. She's got a great one. Veronica, hi.
Hello.
Hello.
Lisa, how are you doing?
Good.
Mrs. Doubtfire's on the phone.
Tell us about your Christmas party.
Well, let's see. One of us had to say, hey, let's meet at a restaurant and pay for our own food.
Is this your real voice, by the way, or are you having us on?
I'm at work, but no, it's not my real voice. I have to sound proper.
So, at work, I see. So you said one of you had to decide and you have to pay for your own food?
Yeah, of ourselves.
So you threw your own party.
Yeah.
Okay.
But that's not bad. Last year, we had to have a potluck.
And was it required? That's my favorite. Required is
you
my
have
favorite.
To bring something. Yeah.
Mandatory attendance, too. Mandatory. We've had some of those.
You have to
in
pay
the
and you have to go.
Yeah.
Those are the best.
Look,
yeah.
Given the option, I would rather go to a restaurant and pay for it myself. I'd rather go with a bunch of people here from the station who knew each other, who would go to a restaurant, and we would order food and drinks, and we would enjoy ourselves.
So you're saying we still win?
I'm saying we still win. Right. I wish we had that option. It's not an option for us.
Oh, we kick Veronica's ass because at least she has food. We have Chex Mix. That's what we got.
And she went to a restaurant. We're going to meet a lobby. Did I mention that?
Let's all go to the lobby. All
right, we got a full bank of calls.
A lobby is where people go to wait to take a meeting with someone inside the building.
It's the only place where they don't want to go and stay.
That's right. You don't stay in a lobby. Lobby's a holding pen to go to another level.
It's like having a party in a drive-through lane. The intent is to get past that location to get someplace good. That's what you're hoping for, not to stay there for hours.
Lobby is part of a journey. It's not a destination.
All right, 1-800-520-1067. We'll take your calls.
You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show on a Monday. We're taking your calls on bad holiday parties. Ryan writes in, last year my employer, a Fortune 500 company, by the way, had our Christmas party in the food court of the basement of the high-rise that our company is headquarters in. No guests, no open bar. They did have a bad DJ. It was December 23rd at 5. December 23rd at 5, by the way, in the building they work in.
DJ I was food court beats us.
They do beat us, yes. I was a tool and showed up to find out that only 100 of the 3,000 people that work for the company came to the party.
Wow.
Worst party ever. That had to hurt. Wow. I wonder about our party Thursday in the lobby of the building.
Turn out we're going to get.
Yeah, I'm curious about that.
Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.
Here's the thing. Most people in radio, though, have very few friends and limited social skills.
Right.
So there actually may be a turnout because it may be one of the few times of the year they get to talk to other people.
Well, a manager
the only holiday party we're invited to.
Exactly.
All right, let's go to Anthony. Hi, Anthony.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good. Tell us about your Christmas party.
Oh, man. We basically, our Christmas party was a potluck in our cubicle for our hour lunch break.
But everyone had to stay in their own cubicle?
In your cubicle?
Yeah, it's like we have like a cubicle that fits about 10 of us. And we had to have our potluck, and it was basically everything that people brought on the way from the grocery store that day to have in the lunchroom. And that was our Christmas.
That's pretty good.
Sad.
Doesn't it just seem like if you're running a company where a lot of your employees have to work in a cubicle, that you owe them to get them out of the cubicle for a couple of hours at some point during the year?
Especially in Southern California. Have it in a park on a picnic bench or something.
Or, again, I'm going to echo what Ralph said. Don't have a party.
That's what I'm saying.
Have
fun going.
Give them an afternoon off or something, you know?
Say, everyone.
Then you had to go back to work.
Nice.
Oh, see? Man.
Amazing.
That's pretty good.
All right, let's try Andrew. He's on line 6. If I read Andrew's note correctly, he's talking about a working Christmas party. Andrew, is that possible?
Yeah, I got all you guys beat. I'm actually walking to work right now. Good morning, fellas.
Hi.
Callie. we got the memo. Our boss is a bit of a douche. Tomorrow from 2 to 5, we are filling all of our Christmas order shirts. I work for a printing company in downtown, and we're filling all of our Christmas orders from 2 to 5.
That's not a party. That's working.
These are orders that you have to fill anyway for your work?
No, just like it's all shirt stuff that we got to do for a couple of schools and stuff, but I mean, we're just choosing to do them tomorrow because the holiday season is coming. He's that much of a douche that he wants to do them tomorrow, get rid of them in a few hours, so that way we can concentrate on making more product for Christmas.
And then you can call it a party.
Yeah.
All right. He's not calling that a party, though, is he?
He said it's our Christmas party. That's what he was quoted.
Was he joking?
Yesterday. Yeah, he was joking. He was kidding.
You know what? Our birthday parties that he throws for us, like he is nice enough to like consider you for your birthday, but all he does is in the morning announcements, he's like, oh yeah, by the way, if you guys want to take so-and-so out for a beer, it's their birthday. Like, he's real.
Yeah. All right. Okay. Yeah. Well, thank you for the call. I don't know. There's something shaky about that dude.
Yeah.
Ralph, is somebody going to come up to you and make you do voices at the party in the lobby?
Yeah, exactly. We're going to play games for tickets.
All right, let's go to Ben, who has interesting timing for their Christmas party. Hi, Ben.
Hey, what's up, guys? Good morning.
Tell us about your Christmas party.
All right, I think I got all you guys beat.
All right.
at least you guys have your Christmas party in the month of December around Christmas. Ours is going to be January 4th.
No.
Your Christmas party.
Christmas party, January 4th.
But wait, it's not a New Year party?
No.
Christmas.
Christmas party, Christmas exchange, everything, January 4th. Okay.
That's, at least that's something to look forward to after the holidays when you go back to work.
January 4th, though.
You know, Metro Traffic used to do that. They'd have it at the Queen Mary, but it was in January.
Sure, well, because the rates are lower.
Because the rates are lower.
Exactly.
Where did you have it?
Well, what it's going to be, it's going to be at our boss's condo's clubhouse. It's a potluck, and it's BYOB. I mean, you know, you can bring a guest, whatever.
Okay. All right.
But, I mean, and I work for a pretty big nationwide company.
Yeah.
So they don't even
look,
that,
a clubhouse right? sounds it, fun, though, compared to a lobby.
It does. It sucks that it's after Christmas. It's hardly a Christmas party to hold it January 4th, but everything else about your party kicks our party's ass, dude. I'm sorry. We still got you.
Yeah.
We still got you.
Let's go to Josh. Hey, Josh.
Hey, I work for a really big utility company,
mm-hmm.
and it's $75 a ticket, black tie, on a Saturday night in Ontario, and it's not for a benefit at all.
Wait. You have to pay for tickets to go to the Christmas party, and it doesn't go to charity. It just goes to the business?
Yeah, and I think it's a donation for dinner, too, and there's no alcohol.
Oh. Wow.
You work for the Church of Latter-day Saints or something?
Something like that.
That's pretty good.
That is rough.
I'd have to drive from South Orange County to Ontario, and they encourage us to get a hotel room. So for me to go to a Christmas party with someone else would cost me like $300.
That's a prom. That's not a Christmas party.
There's no alcohol. What do they care if you get a hotel room or not? Why do they care?
Exactly.
What kind of business do you work for, Josh? You don't need to give me the name. Just give me a type of work that you do.
Electric company.
An electric company.
They don't have any money, dude. You know?
Josh, that is an awful party, and we would invite you to ours to make it up to you, but we're not allowed to bring guests. I'm sorry.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ, and it is 8:38.
Why is that man yelling at me, by the way? What's
he's about
what
to
have
break.
I ever done?
He's about to break. For God's sakes.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show on a Monday. We are about a minute away from talking to our friend Harvey Levin from TMZ.com. Kevin, I had a question for you because you know far more about the rules of football than I do. Were you watching the Redskins-Saints game yesterday?
No, I was not. I saw the overtime I saw the highlights, but that's all.
Gets down into overtime, and New Orleans gets close enough and eventually kicks a field goal in overtime to win it.
Right.
After the ball is snapped for the kick, the Redskins call a timeout. Whistle clearly comes after the ball is snapped, okay?
Right.
So although the Saints guy was already going through the motion and actually did, in fact, kick it, he had to go back and kick another one in order to win the game, which fortunately he did, so there was no controversy.
Right.
If he had missed the other one and then the Saints had gone on to lose the game, how is something like that legal? How is something like that possible? It seems like that's the type of thing that you would, you know, have an instant replay for, and you wouldn't be allowed to call a timeout after the snap.
Sometimes the coaches on the sideline will call with the referee over there, and
the coach called it before the ball was snapped.
Before the ball was snapped.
But the ref didn't get the news and then blow the whistle until after the ball had been snapped.
So if he would have missed, then what do they do?
It was legitimate. It was a legitimate timeout. So they just froze the kicker.
Okay.
So if he had made it or not made it, it wouldn't have mattered. It happened after the timeout was called.
I recognize the strategy of icing the kicker very common. It happens in a lot of games. So you're telling me that the point is when whichever ref gets the word from the coach, that's when the timeout goes into effect, not when the whistle is blown.
When the coach calls timeout, that's when the timeout starts, not when the whistle blows the play.
Gotcha. Back. That makes a lot more sense because I was just sweating and I was thinking, what happens if he misses it now?
You know? That would be bad. Yeah.
So, all right. Well done. So the Saints and the Colts still undefeated. It's been a fantastic NFL season. All right. It's the Kevin and Bean Show. Time to catch up with our friend Harvey Levin, TMZ.com. Hey, Harvey, welcome to the program. How are you, my friend?
Hey, I tell you what you make.
Hi, Harvey.
Is Tiger Woods the biggest gift we've ever been handed?
Well, it's just, I mean, this is the craziest story. This is just the craziest story.
Has there ever, I was just talking with Ralph about this in the other room. I don't remember a story. I mean, there have been celebrities, a lot of them, been busted with, you know, having relationships or whatever.
Right.
But I don't remember, like, women coming out of the woodwork like this. Like, all of them now.
They're charging.
Well, but you know what they're doing. I mean, this is like the Work Relief Act for cocktail waitresses. I mean, it is.
They want to get paid.
And it's like when you look at them all, it's like they're all this cookie cutters, you know. And what they're doing is they've all lawyered up. They've all sold their stories to not all of them, but most of them have sold their stories to the tabloids. So you know, Tiger's lawyer is fielding all these phone calls now, And, you know, he doesn't, the lawyer doesn't know, you know, he's got a really good lawyer. It's Jay Lavely from Lavely & Singer, which is, you know, one of the big kind of crisis managing firms, but they've represented him for a long time, which is interesting.
Right.
You know, they're getting a lot of calls and talking to a lot of different women's lawyers.
Will he pay them all off? Is that why they're coming out of the woodwork?
Well, I mean, one of the reasons that they're talking is, look, I mean, there's no doubt that he's going to shell out some money. I mean, what I find really interesting is, for some reason, Tiger and his wife both showed up in separate cars at that house yesterday, and then some dude in a suit showed up, and they had a 2.5-hour meeting. The guy in the suit left, and then the two of them stayed, and their cars are still there. So I don't know what this was about. I'm told this is something interesting.
Meaning like some kind of negotiation between the two?
Well, the other thing is, if he's paying money out, it's coming out of the community pot, so it's something she would probably have to know about.
Well, that's a good point.
Right.
Yeah.
But wouldn't she rather have Tiger write a few checks for a few $100,000 here and there rather than have more voicemails and texts and maybe video and who knows what else out there that just does nothing but continue to embarrass her?
Yeah, no, I'm not so sure she's against, you know, doing this, but I think this has become, you know, this is just crazy. And you know, listen, with all the people that are out there, you know they're going to be people making claims and just jumping on the gravy train, too.
Right.
Of course. Of course.
I am, for example.
Harvey, let me ask you this question. And now that it's out in the open that he's a philanderer, maybe you can answer honestly. Was this one of those secrets in sports that was commonly known by the people around him and the people that follow him? Or was this a big surprise to everyone?
I think that's a really complicated question. We didn't know. And I know that there were a lot of people in that world who didn't know. Now, that said, a lot of, you know, there were people who definitely knew.
Right.
I mean, there's one woman in particular who I've spoken with, and we're about to put a story up, actually, an interesting story about his relationship with her. But there's one woman, you know, he would sometimes discuss past relationships with them. So, you know, it's bizarre.
Hmm.
But there were definitely people who knew, and especially in that circuit, you know, of the party planning, cocktail waitress, host type people.
Right. Why would they go through all this? Why wouldn't both of them just go, it's time for divorce, let's just end it, here's your money, you want
it? Well,
why hasn't it yet?
Well, you're assuming she knew about all of this until recently, the wife.
Right, but now that she knows.
Well, she
it takes
may
some
not
time
know
to digest this.
Yet.
Don't they have kids too, Harvey?
Yeah.
Oh, that's sad.
And that has a lot to do with a lot of people deciding to let's work this
know.
Out for the kids.
I mean, you know, at this point, I don't know that that's going to necessarily stop.
Do
her.
You think that Tiger Woods is yelling, "Get off of TMZ! Get off of that site!" Do you think that's happening?
To her.
Yeah.
Well, you know, listen. I think the most interesting thing that's going on right now is, I mean, did you see what we put up today about the wedding invitation?
Tell people about that.
His best friend, who runs his design company, who is the guy who secretly booked and paid for that trip that Rachel Yucatel took to see him last month in Australia, the guy who booked all of that, he's getting married next weekend in South Carolina. And guess who the best man of the wedding is?
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Oh,
so the question, would he show up for this wedding? And, you know, and I wonder what this guy's fiance has to say when it's like, really? So you booked that trip for him?
Yeah. And if Tiger decides to go and honor his commitment to be the best man at the wedding, how's Mrs. Woods going to feel about him standing up for the guy who helped him have an affair behind her back?
Well, and then what do you think is going to happen when he has to listen to them reading those vows?
Yeah, yeah, no kidding. No
you know,
kidding.
I just can't imagine he's going to show up for this thing.
It's the gift that keeps giving.
So Tiger was not really ever on the TMZ.com radar until this story broke, was he?
Yeah, you know, I mean, he really
I mean,
wasn't.
He's been so clean, right?
Yeah, I mean, he really wasn't. That's why this is, I think this is such a shock because, you know, you see, you know, the Michael Jordans and everything else, and you kind of, not so shocking. This one, again, the weird thing about this is there were a lot of people who just had no idea, and then there were people who knew.
Right.
And it's just one of those weird things.
And his wife was in the didn't know category.
And still may be in the completely didn't know category.
Right.
A year from now, is this going to be just a faint memory and things will be pretty much back to normal the way they were pre-Thanksgiving, do you think, Harvey?
Well, remember, I mean, my feeling about this has completely changed ever since Kobe Bryant. I mean, when that happened with Kobe Bryant, I just assumed his career was over, his endorsements, never get them back. You know, that was more serious than this.
Yeah.
And look at what happened. Kobe Bryant is now the most beloved athlete in Los Angeles. So, and with, you know, huge endorsement deals, he's loved, you know. So you can't take a snapshot of stuff like this and say that's going to define somebody. The fact is Tiger Woods is the best golfer that ever lived, one of the best athletes that ever lived, and people love winners. And I honestly think that this will simmer down and, you know, things are going to come out. But I think a year from now, you know, assuming that I'm still alive because TMZ is running me into the ground. You know, sure. And we'll be talking a year from now, maybe. And, you know, I have a feeling we're going to say, oh, remember that Tiger Woods thing?
Here's the problem with that, though, is that his job is to travel the world and play golf. Traveling the world seems like that would be maybe a problem for her. I mean,
a little tempting.
Oh,
for him.
I don't think he'll be with her.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with Lisa May.
Oh, I see what you mean.
Yeah, he'll still have his endorsement deals and everything. And
Yeah,
all right.
I mean, it's like with Dexter last night. Did you see it?
Dexter's the best show ever.
So I hope this is not us. Can I say something or am I?
Yeah, go ahead. We'll just warn folks that Harvey's about to give a spoiler. Go ahead.
I mean, but there were two people in the show that were having an affair, and then the police chief found out about it, so their solution was, boom, get married, and then it's over. So, you know, boom, get single.
Yeah.
And then you can do anything you want to do.
Yeah, right. Exactly. That's what I would think.
All right. Let me ask you one more question. Again, our friend Harvey Levin from TMZ.com, as always, is way out in front of every aspect of the Tiger Woods story on the website and the TV show, and that is, at some point, Tiger is going to have to face the media, and he's going to have to answer questions. How do you think he's going to do it? Is it going to be an Oprah? Is it going to be a Letterman? What do you think he's going
to
do?
I don't think you're right.
He doesn't have to?
I don't think you have to address the media. And I really don't. I mean, look, he's going to be asked questions, but does he have to sit down and do a mea culpa? No. Does that seem like him? Not really, not to me.
And he
I think the reason that Bean asked that is because most athletes don't want those questions to follow them, so they kind of get out in front and say, bring them all on. I'm going to answer them once, never again.
Right.
And if they
don't, because he doesn't want to deal with it at the next golf tournament. That's
right.
What I'm thinking.
I get it. But, you know, it's like when you're that big a star,
you
know, once this, it's already being played out. So it's not like, you know, nothing's coming out. I mean, there's so much coming out. I mean, these women are falling over each other to, you know, sell stories here and there. So, you know, it's not like none of that stuff's coming out. So I think, you know, he's laying low. And I got to say, I do think after a period of time, I mean, who asks Kobe anymore?
Well, yeah, you're right. Not anymore. But he has discussed that. And, you know, Michael Richards did and Michael Jackson did. And, I mean, everybody generally does just to get it out there and put it to bed. I'm just wondering if you think Tiger will. And you say no. Okay.
Yeah, but do you remember with Kobe's news conference, it was really an I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. He wasn't specific. I don't think he ever did anything beyond that. I don't remember it. Do you?
No.
No.
You know, and then
you know what I remember? I remember that he used to go to court and then fly to a game and score 36 points.
Exactly.
And I remember thinking, how does that guy concentrate like that?
Yeah.
You remember two things. You remember that, which was amazing. I mean, all that did was it put a blue chip on his athletic abilities.
Right.
That he could be in court all day and then do what he did at night. So, you know, and then you remember that and you remember her ring. And that's pretty
good. The ring, of course. Yeah, exactly. All right. Well, it is, as always, going to be fascinating to see this one plays out, but how it plays out. But, Harvey, you guys are doing a great job over there at TMZ. And I think Kevin's right. I think Tiger has figured out a way to cut the internet to his home so that his wife, Elin, can stay off of your site. But keep doing what you're doing, man. We'll talk to you again soon. All right. Thank you.
Okay, guys. See you later.
Stay alive.
Bad news, you guys. Mark Hoppus from Blink-182 just tweeted that the city of Los Angeles has been canceled on account of rain today. Shut her down due to precipitation. So if you had any plans in LA, apparently they're off today.
Oh, that's funny.
I'm just saying.
That Mark Hoppus.
Well, occasionally people
funny
overreact to a little rain. That's, I think, what his point
sure
is.
Sure is a funny tweeter.
In this city especially.
Time for the Showbiz Beat for a Monday. Here's Ralph Garman.
Funny tweets. Tweets are funny. You know Razor? People make the Razor scooter?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Razor
sure.
USA? The company Razor
sure.
USA?
Yeah.
They invited us to their Christmas party.
Oh, yeah. What
cool are they?
Nice.
Good. We're in. I was going to ask what it is, but I don't need to know.
They're having it at the Long Beach Aquarium of the Pacific.
Oh, wow.
They're taking over the aquarium.
Wait.
Food, open bar. Please enjoy. Welcome.
Octopi.
get the cocktail and eat food, watching the sharks and the fishies swim by.
But let's all go to the lobby, to get ourselves a treat.
Wow.
No. It's going to be in the evening at a real place with catering and food and drinks for their employees.
Wait, it's not a novel idea.
I'm just saying maybe it'll catch on.
They're not having it in the lobby of the Razor building?
No. No, they're taking them to another location that's actually fun and entertaining.
That's weird.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Thank you, Razor people.
How nice are they?
Very nice.
I'm going to go out and buy one of their scooters right now.
I would like to see
support
you ride
them.
It.
Oh, kidding me. I'm a madman on a Razor. Let's talk about the top 10 movies at the box office this weekend, shall we?
The Blind Side. Sandra Bullock plays a MILF who brings home a big black teenager.
That's not it at all.
Yeah. And lets him take her in the blind side.
That's not it. That's not
the eye that cannot see.
That's not it. That's
what happened.
It's not that. It's not any of that.
I like that.
Get the butter. That's what she says.
Oh. Not any
Kevin,
of that.
I haven't seen the movie. You have. Yeah. But in the commercials, it looks like Sandra Bullock brings home a black kid. I mean,
she does.
She say her little son? Oh, he's got no place to stay? Oh, I've got a bedroom for him. Doesn't she say that?
She
sure puts
does.
Him in the bedroom? In the bedroom? Bow, chicka, bow, bow.
Giggity, giggity, giggity.
It's none of that. It's a pretty inspirational story.
It is inspirational. To my boner.
Very inspirational for the kid who'd never seen a white woman before, I'll tell you that.
Never mind.
Inspirational to the fountain of joy. That's all I'm saying. Finally.
I respect wood. I revere wood.
Twilight Saga New Moon was number two at the box office. No, I was number two? No black dude doing a white woman?
That wasn't the
They
case.
Had that, they'd be number one.
No.
Brothers?
Yeah, two brothers.
Yeah. The double team and one girl.
That's
awesome.
That's an awesome movie.
Disney's A Christmas Carol. Yeah, Carol.
Some
girl named Carol. Taking the candy cane. Old Dogs.
Uh-oh.
E-Style.
See what you did.
2012 and Armored tied Ninja Assassin. Planet 51 and Everybody's Fine. Running out your top 10 at the box office this weekend. Casting news. One of our favorite actors who just has had a bad run of luck lately. Jerry O'Connell. Projects that Jerry has been in, not necessarily wildly successful.
Correct. No.
Unless you're Lisa.
Except for Carpoolers. That rocked.
It's Select Carpoolers.
Best show ever.
She was the one person.
He's always good.
He is always good. Yeah. And I love him. He's a good fella, and he's a nice man, mm-hmm. and a talented actor. But he did that hotel sitcom. That was not good.
Yeah.
Well, he's just finished making Piranha 3D, the movie, the third Piranha in 3D.
There we go.
But that's not the best news. Apparently, he's got a new series.
Okay. Called Rex Is Not Your Lawyer.
I like it.
They're going to change that, though, right? Before it airs?
No, I like
sure
that
hope
title.
Not. He plays the best friend of a lawyer named Rex, who starts to have panic attacks while in court. So he has to coach his clients to represent themselves because he can't get up and do it for them.
That sounds funny.
That sounds very funny. So I hope it works out for Jerry. I hope he comes on soon to promote Rex Is Not Your Lawyer.
Makes or just laugh. Sends his wife in to talk to us.
Oh, why you gotta be like that?
I'm just saying, that would even be better.
Of course, he's married to the lovely Rebecca Romaine, for those of you who don't know. Also, more casting news. Taylor Lautner is capitalizing on his success from Twilight's New Moon. Daily Variety has announced that Taylor has signed on to do the lead in a new motion picture called Max Steel.
Max Steel.
Max Steel.
Max Steel.
Private Eye.
You may remember the cartoon series, popular cartoon series called Max Steel back in the early 2000s.
Nope.
About an extreme sports star who has an accident which infects his body with nanobots that makes him superhuman.
I can't even believe that's something that's real.
And becomes Max Steel.
No.
Yeah. Then he brings home Sandra Bullock.
Nope.
Gives her the Max Steel.
Nope.
Max Steel in the minimum space. Ow.
No.
Are you drinking today?
I wish.
He's getting ready for the party.
You have to work up to that kind of party. Just show up.
I'm just going to go stand in the lobby. I'm going to drop my pants. And see if anybody notices.
I like
that's
it.
What I'm going to do.
And say Merry Christmas.
I'm going to water the plants in the lobby. If you know what I'm saying.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, of course,
but
yeah.
But how often, Ralph, do you get a chance to hang out with all the hardworking men and women at the all-news station in town?
That's true.
How often do you get a chance to do some lobby? How often do you get a chance to do that? I mean, I think that's a better chance.
That was my old Raider name, by the way, Deuce Lobby.
Recognize!
No, I was on a station down in Louisiana.
Hey,
what?
That was just a sound. Just some sound came out of me.
It wasn't the beginning of a word or a sense or thought.
Just a sound.
Wow.
Celebrity birthdays today, December the 7th. A date that will live in infamy. Yeah. Anyone? Anyone?
I'm
surprised Bean hasn't been all over it.
I know. Yeah, well, he usually does.
Usually it doesn't miss out a chance to have a happy Pearl Harbor day. Yeah. There's a lot of death involved. I thought Bean would be giddy.
I am celebrating privately this year.
I bet you are. You're going to stand in the lobby at 3 o'clock in the afternoon?
Don't trust the yellow man!
Aaron Carter's 22 years old today. Shiri Appleby. Shiri? Shiri Appleby? From Roswell is 31. Apparently she was on ER as well.
That's correct.
We didn't know that, but she is.
We don't know much.
Not about ER.
We really don't know much about much.
I haven't seen ER in about 6 years. Yeah. It's been on for 15.
Apparently she was on the last, she was a doctor on the final season.
Well, there you go. Buffalo Bills wide receiver Terrell Owens is 36 years old. Actor C. Thomas Howell is 43. Yeah. Tim Butler of Psychedelic Furs celebrates his 51st birthday. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Congratulations to Isaiah Fernandez. Just got tickets in the pit for both nights of the K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas 2009. Both nights.
Dude.
Both nights. Both nights.
Very lucky.
Go to krock.com for details and listen every hour on the hour to win your tickets for both nights. It's the world famous K-Rock at 9:14.
You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. You know, the problem is there's no way to get alcohol into your body, Kevin. So it was important for scientists to develop a pill that you take that gets you drunk.
They have an alcohol pill. They've made an alcohol pill.
Now, every once in a while, you'll be watching a science fiction movie, and you'll see the guys who live in the year 3000 living on Mars, and they'll pop a pill, and that'll be their dinner. And they're all pleased with that because they're getting all the nutrition they need, and they don't have to eat. And every time I see that, I go, man, I'm glad I'm not going to be alive for that, because half of the fun of eating is the enjoyment you get from chewing food.
Of course.
Because food tastes good. You want to be able to eat. Would you ever want your dinner to come in a pill?
No, and I don't know why this guy decided this is what he needed to do, but there's a Russian professor named Evgeny Moskalev, and he has said that he can turn any liquid solution into powder.
Uh-oh.
So whiskey, cognac, beer, wine, doesn't matter what it is, he can make it into a pill.
And you'll get drunk?
Yes.
Yes.
Wow.
It'll be just like drinking a high-proof alcohol. But again, just like I was saying with the food, isn't half the fun of getting drunk the taste of liquor? You drink stuff that you enjoy, right?
Yeah, I don't understand unless you're at work or something or at school.
Maybe that's it.
You know, maybe. But then do you want to be? Yeah, I guess you do probably.
Well, we wanted to find out more about this this technological breakthrough. So we asked producer Alex to line up for us the Russian professor. It should be Evgeny Moskalev, who joins us on the Kevin and Bean Show right now. Hello, Professor.
Hello.
Yes, it's the Kevin and Bean Show calling from America. How are you, sir?
Hey, Kevin and Bean, how are you? David Hasselhoff here, big fan. I love your show.
Did we miss dial? We're trying to get a hold of the guy who invented the alcohol pill.
Oh, Professor Moskalev.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, I'm working with him here in the lab. We're developing it together.
You're in Russia?
Yeah.
Well, what are you doing? Well,
about freedom. Yeah, you know, since I brought the Berlin Wall down, I can travel pretty much wherever I want.
Right.
Now I'm over here in Moscow working on there. The alcohol pill. Coach J. Fantastico.
You're not a scientist. You're an actor and television host.
Don't forget singer and songwriter.
Yeah.
Broadway star.
And very active drinker.
Active drinker.
Now, why do you need
And scientist.
You're not a scientist.
I am. I am a scientist. Remember that show, Knight Rider?
Yeah.
Right, that talking car kit?
Right.
Coach J. Fantastico.
Right, but that was just special effects. That didn't happen.
Yeah, I built him. I'm a scientist.
You built Kit.
Yeah, that's not true.
I made a car talk, and I can make a drink out of a pill.
You can make a pill out of a drink, if you don't mind my correcting you.
That too. Hold on, I need another one.
No, please don't have any. You don't need it, David. You don't need it. We know what happens to you when you drink.
Okay, that's better. Yeah, okay, I can please. Make a pill out of a drink.
All right, stop right there. Don't take any more. But here's the question we have. Why would somebody want to get drunk on a pill instead of actually drinking the alcohol, which is way more fun and tastes better?
Well, a lot of people don't like the taste of alcohol, believe it or not. Ask your friend Callie there if she likes it.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Not much.
Yeah, you're right.
See? So that's a lot of true. Women out there especially would like to be able to pop a pill and they get drunk enough to do some loser at 2 o'clock in the morning like they ordinarily do when they drink. But this way, they don't have to taste the alcohol and there's no not the calories of drinking either.
Oh, that's true.
Oh, I hadn't
that is a breakthrough. Okay,
so
that makes sense.
You can get a load on and still take half the pounds.
Wow. Wow.
Go cheap and test.
Right. So when is the alcohol pill then going to be available for people to actually buy?
Well, we're doing some testing still. Mm-hmm. And, of course, we have to work with the FDA because we don't want to put the product
out there.
I'm sorry, David. Go ahead.
We don't want to put the product out there and then have them take it off the market.
Oh. I see. All right. So does the pill have any taste at all?
No. No taste whatsoever. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, you can get as drunk as you want to, depending on whether you take a full or a half dose.
Wow.
And when it does come out, I'll give you guys a deal.
Oh, we would like that,
actually.
You
get the pills for half price.
Okay. All right.
Hold on a second. I got to take a couple more of these.
Don't,
they're so good.
Actually, you should.
It's really an easy way to get it.
Of all people. Well, maybe you shouldn't take the pill.
I'll tell you, it's a great way to take a drink without mm-hmm. actually drinking.
Right.
And it's fast acting.
Right.
It's so fast acting.
Oh, no. That fast?
That's really
I'm
fast.
Okay. I'm all right.
That was instant.
I'm
it just kicks
right.
in.
That must have been a strong pill.
Nope. This is a mess.
Don't you have students or poor people that you can test this out on?
Poor people?
I'm saying, you're in Russia, right?
Yeah.
A lot of poor people there do anything for a buck. No? Maybe.
You're a mess.
Are you all right?
I'm all right.
Okay.
Okay, fantastical.
Right, but stay away from the pills, yeah. David. You have a problem with alcohol as it is. Doesn't sound good.
What's happening?
David?
What's that noise?
What are you doing?
What was that?
I made a mess.
What happened?
I can't tell.
Why would you ask?
Oh, man.
Who's that laughing in the background?
The FDA.
I'm with you on that.
Hey! You should wait till the mics are on. I don't know.
It's hey.
A thought. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ, and it is 9:42.
You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show for a Monday, our final look at the showbiz beat for today. What's going on, Ralph?
I have tickets to give away before I get to the showbiz news. A 4-pack of tickets to the very special K-Rock advanced screening of Avatar.
Yay!
Avatar, the screening will be on December the 17th.
Can't wait.
At the Bridge Cinema Deluxe. Here in Southern California, it is in theaters on December the 18th, so you'll see it soon enough. But if you'd like to see it before anybody else and take three of your friends, I've got a 4-pack of tickets here for you. I'll give it to 5 people, but you have to answer this trivia question. What famous James Cameron movie, of course, James Cameron is the director and creator of Avatar. What famous James Cameron movie did Kevin not know James Cameron directed when he talked to James Cameron in an interview? He was stunned and shocked to believe
Come on now.
That James Cameron directed this movie that James Cameron famously directed
Come
because
on
it was a James Cameron movie and it was famous and he was famously having had directed
Come
it.
On.
Call now. 1-800-520-1067 is the number. 1-800-520-1067. Please call now. First 5 people with the correct answer get a 4-pack of tickets for Avatar. It's amazing. You won't believe it. It's ridiculous. TMZ.com. We just talked to Harvey Levin, the master of ceremonies over there on that circus. Great story just posted that you're going to find hard to believe. Here's the thing. All this time we've been talking about Tiger Woods, thinking, what's wrong with him? Is he stupid? Is he crazy? I think he has a problem. I think he's a little whiffy. I think he's a little...
Really?
Yeah. According to sources...
He's hitting that well, then.
Tiger Woods... Well, people do.
Yeah.
I mean, sometimes... look at the Trinity Killer.
He's a that's, teacher.
That's
he's
Dexter.
A deacon at his church.
No,
he's
no,
got a family.
That's a TV show.
He's got
that's
a wife
true.
And kids.
That's just
and yet, when he's doing the builds
yeah.
over Habitat for Humanity or whatever,
right.
he's killing people.
Right, but
three people at a pop.
That's just a fictional
you would
show.
Never know.
That's just Dexter.
Because he keeps up the illusion
yeah.
of normalcy.
Snazzy dresser.
And snazzy dresser. TMZ.com has sources that say Tiger Woods pursued Rachel Uchitel after his crash, after the Thanksgiving incident with his wife.
Well, isn't that where you pretty much cut bait?
What?
Once you've already been busted by your wife?
According to the sources, in the days following the post-Thanksgiving crash, Tiger repeatedly texted Rachel, telling her he still wanted to be with her.
Oh, my God.
What happened?
Wanted to figure out a way to see her.
Dude.
Now, this is after the National Enquirer had run the story that they were a couple. She was denying it publicly, but we all know now that it was the truth.
Wow. That's pathological, Ralph.
It was the same sort of texting to Rachel that reportedly Elon found on his phone that set that incident into motion.
Right.
She reportedly even called this woman and confronted her.
Right.
Before the whole car accident thing happened.
And then he went back?
But reportedly he has been texting her repeatedly trying to get in contact with her to see her again. She claims, this is Rachel, by the way, that the affair was intense and a real relationship. And she says that Tiger is very possessive and jealous of her in that relationship. Doesn't like her looking at other guys and stuff.
Wow.
Wow.
No, I'm just saying.
Thought, crazy.
There's something
God.
Here.
Yeah.
I thought Rachel here. Was the one who got paid off to not talk about Tiger.
This is the one with the...
Got the attorney.
The attorney.
Gloria Allred. Remember? Yeah. She had a press conference scheduled.
Then canceled. But we don't know exactly what has happened. And this isn't Rachel saying this, by the way.
Oh, it isn't.
These
oh,
are
wow.
sources telling TMZ.com that they know what Tiger's behavior is. And all these... the affair and stuff comes from friends of hers who are speaking off the record about
how
what
about
she
that?
Said about her relationship with Tiger, which has been for months now.
It's time for him to handle his own putter. You know what I'm saying?
Put in the file.
Come on. That wasn't bad.
Put in the file.
That's pretty bad.
Instead of going to everybody else to handle it. I'm just saying it gets him in
yeah,
trouble.
Yeah, we don't understand it. That's why it's not funny.
Yeah, it's us. We're too dense to get your high level of humor.
Why don't you explain it in greater detail?
What happened?
And putter is a golf term.
Right.
It represents a golf club, yet it also is a euphemism for something in his body that is getting him into trouble.
Is this thing on?
It's supposed to be.
Really?
Yeah.
It's not working.
You trying to play him off the keyboard
yeah,
cap?
Yeah, I'm trying to play keyboard cap. It's not happening.
Oh,
man.
How unfortunate. Here I am, Ralph. La, 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 la. Right here. La, 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 la. Still talking.
That works.
That works.
Oh, this is the other machine. Where's my old machine?
Stolen.
No, we found it.
Stolen again.
Your old machine will replace that this week. 100%.
Oh, sometime this week. Good.
Yeah. 100%.
It's
what happened at the party in the lobby? Will that be done?
It's at
3 o'clock
at the lobby.
Afternoon?
I'll take care of it.
I thought they told me I had my old machine back. I'm looking for sound effects that don't exist.
Yeah.
How embarrassing for me.
Well, it wasn't good.
Carrie Underwood says she's bringing back a staple of the 1970s. She's having her Christmas variety show tonight.
Her all-star holiday special. Carrie said she wants to recreate the fun of variety shows like the Mandrell Sisters and Donnie Marie.
Oh,
what
man,
is she talking
really?
About? Here's the thing. No one told Carrie. Apparently, she's probably too young to remember these shows from the 70s. They blew.
Yes.
We don't need to recreate them. They sucked. And so will yours. With your country music.
They do this every year, right? Just insert famous country singer here Christmas.
They try that. Show? Remember they tried it with the...
The Osbournes. Didn't they do one?
I don't know if they did a Christmas special or not, but I know that Jessica Simpson and her husband, Nick Lachey, when they were still married, tried to do a Donnie Marie-type Christmas special, and it was quite the abortion.
Yeah. It was classically bad, yeah.
And so will this one be tonight on Fox. So check it out.
Guys,
I'm going to watch it, and I love it, and it's so good.
I saw my dad over the weekend, and... As always, who's going to watch this show is your question. My dad represents the CBS Nation. Mm. There are people out there, Ralph, who love this kind of television, who are very excited about this show.
Well, they can see Dolly Parton and Brad Paisley stop by to sing Christmas carols with Carrie Underwood.
Nope.
Neil Patrick Harris will show up.
Nope.
To bang some dude.
Nope.com.
And speaking of banging dudes, Ryan Seacrest also reportedly going to stop by as well.
Fail!
Epic fail.
There's your cast.
They're not. These shows are not for us, but there are millions of people out there who enjoy them, and I don't get it.
I don't want things that aren't for me.
Okay.
I only want things that are for me.
That's not too much to ask.
Is that too much to ask? What about me?
What happened?
Real quick, today's top 10 moves at the box office. The Blind Side, Sandra Bullock. $20.4 million, made it number one over the week. The Twilight Saga, New Moon, was number two. Brothers was three. Disney's A Christmas Carol, the 3D computer-generated animated take on the classic Christmas story, was fourth. Old Dogs was fifth. 2012 and Armored was number six. Ninja Assassin was the eighth film at the box office this weekend. Planet 51 was ninth, and everybody's fine, rotting out your top 10 at the box office this weekend. Do we have an answer to my trivia question?
Yeah, we have William.
William, when Kevin and Bean interviewed James Cameron, director of Avatar, what feature film was it that Kevin was so surprised to find out that James Cameron had famously directed?
The Abyss.
It was The Abyss. Yeah, let me take you back to that moment if I can with this little piece.
Rather you didn't.
This little piece of audio.
Are you the guy that directed The Abyss?
Yes.
That's pretty interesting.
Yeah. Wow. That's pretty interesting.
I didn't.
You bore me, James Cameron. That's what
really
Kevin was saying there, basically.
That way.
Oh, great. Tell us about Titanic.
Sorry. Congratulations, William. You're going to the very special advanced screening of Avatar.
You guys are the best.
All right. Thank you.
No, man. You're the best.
Say hi to those blue people for me in that Avatar. You know, he's creating a whole new world, the Avatar, right? It's like blue people and hanging pieces of
blueness.
Blueness and land, and they live in the air and the land at the same time. And yet they're all rocking bows and arrows. I was like, really? Couldn't you come up with something a little more creative than the bow and arrow?
Some futuristic
some
weapon.
Otherworldly kind of weapon they could use on their new strange planet other than the bow and arrow? Really? Come on, James. Slacking. He's a slacker. That's what Cameron is.
I haven't seen the movie, but is it possible that this is a society where technology has broken down and they don't have access to machinery anymore, so they kind of go back to old school?
Yes.
How am I supposed to answer that?
I don't know. I thought maybe you probably knew more about the story.
I'm just saying I see him in the trailers rocking the bow and arrow, and I'm like, if it's some weird otherworldly planet, wouldn't they have come up with something else? Even if it's like a rock tied to a fish or something, and they throw it over their heads, and they... You know, something.
Are you saying a rock tied to a fish?
I'm saying something uniquely to them and their planet.
But you said...
What are the odds they would come up with the exact same bow and arrow that our ancestors came up with? And by ours, I mean mine, because, you know, I'm part Chickawa.
Sure you are. But you said a rock tied to a fish.
I'm just one quarter Chickawa, so I'm saying.
Hey, you don't know, Kevin. That could be a very effective weapon.
All right. If I come in here and I hit you with a rock tied to a fish, I guarantee you, you won't like it. I know that much.
I don't know how the fish helps you, but whatever you say,
Ralph. The fish serves as like the tail, like a kite tail. It keeps it balanced.
Okay.
Let's talk about today's celebrity birthday, shall we?
Do it.
Aaron Carter's 22 years old today. He is the brother of Nick Carter, right? The famous Carter singing family?
Nell
Carter, right? Yeah.
And Jimmy.
Jimmy Carter. Jack Carter, old comedian Jack Carter came by.
I don't, not following this.
Shiri Appleby from Roswell is 31 years old today. What do you think of her restaurant, Kevin?
Oh, don't be stupid.
Terrell Owens, Buffalo Bills wide receiver. Terrell Owens is 36 years old
today. He's been pretty low-key this season, Ralph. We haven't seen much theatrics from him.
Well, he's playing with the Bills.
Yeah.
That's what you get.
You guys see Chad Ochocinco put on the sombrero and the poncho yesterday?
That was the best celebration ever.
What,
I only wish he had done it in the end zone instead of the sidelines.
So
yes.
Awesome.
Yeah, Rock put on a poncho and a sombrero. That was his celebration.
What is that about?
What do you think, 150,000?
I don't know.
Oh, the fine?
He did it on the sideline, though. I don't know if they're going to fine him or not.
Oh, there's no rule against celebrating on the sideline?
Once you're off the playing field, I don't know if there is or not.
There's sure a rule about wearing NFL gear on the sidelines.
On the field?
Yeah.
During a game?
Even on the sidelines, though. Even when the guys are hurt, they have to wear those hats and authorized shirts and stuff.
Yeah, but I think the sombrero is authorized by the NFL. Yeah.
I think that was a Reebok sombrero. I think it's fun.
Hey, listen, NFL, let the guys make the game fun, okay? We've got no problem with it as fans. If he wants to wear a sombrero and a poncho, let him. Yeah. He can wear it to play for all I care.
NFL,
no fun league. NFL, no fun league. Don't let him put a sombrero on his dome. Now I'm done. Jim Rome, Jim is beat. Out.
Thank you, Ralph. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. Tomorrow morning we have an all-new program. We might have Travis Barker on the show. I'm guessing...
Nah.
I'm going to go with
50-50 at this point.
It depends on if his assistant, Mr. Cheese, comes through.
Really?
If Mr. Cheese is a stand-up guy.
Or if the Hamburglar lets him out of jail.
Then we'll have Travis on the show.
Mayor McCheese.
Mr. Cheese isn't?
If Grimace and the Hamburglar and Mayor McCheese all sign off, then he's going to be here.
We have another rousing rendition of Would You Like to Take That Back?
Yes.
A lot of which came from today's show.
Yes.
We have a guy who's trying to introduce a law that bans divorce.
Ah, interesting.
Tiger Woods is sweating that out.
We have a guy who created my DNA fragrance tomorrow as well.
Oh, no.
And we have tickets in the pit for the K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas 2009 tomorrow morning on an all-new Kevin and Bean Show.
What are you going to do when Santa comes by?
I'm going to say what's up.
Absolutely. How about 40 minutes nonstop K-Rock music next with Kat Corbett? Stick around for some Linkin Park. Also AFI. We got Sublime, Rise Again, Soundgarden, Kings of Leon, and more right after this on the world-famous K-Rock.